This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God!
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What did you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Paul Perillo.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
And Andy. And Andy?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
Andy Hart.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Some guy named Tom.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Sweet.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. I'm sure there's a babe out there for you too. So,
PFW in Progress.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's all here and we're munching down on Papagino's. Who was the wonderful person who sent this in? Anyone? No one? Bueller? No? Nobody knows.
I'm not sure. I think it was someone named Chris.
We know it came in at around 2 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've
Wasn't it Chris?
We've kept it in the fridge till today. So whoever
we apologize
sent
because
in the
I'm
food,
not really
thank
sure.
you very much.
And unfortunately, Gary's not here because he would have the
much
email.
Appreciated. Just a question for the doctor in there. Gary's not in there. Does Gary not let you play the openings he made in the last 2 years? Now he talks into the mic again. the circus begins.
I told you.
Not sure where they are.
Oh, okay. I thought it was all easy to find on that board. Like, it's really... Oh, well.
Apparently, I don't want to bore you with the technical mumbo-jumbo.
Gary... That's because you don't know the technical mumbo-jumbo.
Gary hoards all the good stuff for himself. He doesn't let Jason play those.
Where is Gary?
I don't know.
Another vacation?
He's in a meeting.
He's in a meeting? Oh, Gary has meetings?
Not really.
I didn't know that. All right, anyway, we're here until 12 to 2 talking about the Patriots. It's Wednesday. It's media day here at Patriots.
Or it's Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday. Why did I think it's Wednesday?
You're an idiot.
I'm way off.
And I bring the circus.
I'm way off. That's part of my shtick, all right?
It is true.
You're supposed to be competent. I'm supposed to be an idiot.
The guy who runs everything around here is supposed to be an idiot?
Well, on this
the
show.
Executive director of new media?
On this show, I play an idiot on TV.
It's so natural, too. Yeah.
I got to give him credit for right away. Well, that's my shtick. On this
Did you
show,
watch
I
show?
Play an idiot. Yeah.
I haven't watched the show. We're talking about the show on TV?
Yeah, you're playing.
We talked a little bit about it yesterday. People wanted to, you know, we tried to get the time and the day out there a little more.
Yeah, Tuesday nights, 11 o'clock.
Get more people to watch it.
Replay it at 11:30, and I guess they replay it during the week sometimes,
Well,
too.
There's like a 3:30 a.m. one, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure many people will be watching that. The best chance is 11 or 11:30 on Tuesday night. 11:30 is usually our peak in ratings,
did
right?
Did you notice during the show that I plugged this show a little
you
bit.
You did.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that you started the point counterpoint with me or whatever, a trash talk segment with me, first looking up at the monitor the whole time instead of looking at the camera where you're supposed to look because it's supposed to be like we're facing each other. And then second, when you actually were watching me leaning on your arm, so when you started to talk, you sat up straight and left the camera screen for a second. They had to move the camera to get you back on camera. You are an absolute debacle.
Look, they have to conform to what I do. I don't have to conform to what they do, all right?
All right.
They need to pay attention to what I'm doing. I don't need to pay attention to what they're doing.
And you call out the host later in the show. Who are you? Who's this guy?
Too bad.
But, no, it was a good show. I think the audio is the one issue we need to fix now. We've got the cameras better. Our mic levels are a little...
Really? They're all over the place?
It's hard to hear us. It's like they don't...
Well, this is the first show that my mic worked. Usually they have to... do a triage at the
And usually you
of the
don't
show.
Talk, so it doesn't matter. But this show, when the host calling on you by name,
yeah,
you actually
I didn't
had
like
to
that.
Answer.
I didn't like that.
Fred was nervous.
Yeah. I felt like a kid back in school being called on by the teacher.
Why are you nervous? I mean, seriously, we've done like 150 shows by now.
I wasn't nervous. I was just...
You didn't want to look stupid?
Like, you know, in these shows, I like to just kind of take a break every once in a while. Well, and listen, and I had to kind of stay in my toes for this one.
As is evidenced by the fact that he leans on his arm, you know, to the far
right.
outside of the camera. Sometimes he's
And you're
not
barely...
On.
Part of you is not on the screen anymore.
Good.
Okay.
That's the way I like it.
So why don't you just not come to the show? Wait, I need you.
Why?
You're my ride. Oh, I get back in the nice black leather seat of that caddy.
Pimp my ride.
Take me to Newton, New England Cable News. Make it quick.
All right. Let's see. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. And by the way, the food is from Chris in the Bronx. So that was
awesome.
Thank
you, Chris, in the Bronx. You're phenomenal, despite the fact that you live in the Bronx and are probably a Yankees fan.
It's all right. We don't care about Yankees fans. We do care about Red Sox fans, though. And, Paul, what's going to happen tonight? Red Sox going to win with Beckett? Huh?
Why do you do that?
He's got a mouthful of...
easy.
Easy now.
What kind of sub are you eating here?
An Italian.
Italian sub?
Yeah, go figure.
First of all, thank you to Chris for providing us with lunch. I thought it was Chris, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to give someone credit because we had done that in the past, and that didn't go over too well. So thank you to Chris for providing us a nice lunch. Fred, I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. I don't have a good feeling.
You think they're going to lose tonight?
I think
Manny doesn't care.
Well, yeah, don't even get started on the ridiculousness of that. But I think that that Beckett will pitch a very good game tonight, but I think Cleveland's got all the momentum, and I think it's going to be tough to overcome that. That crowd has certainly been a factor, and I don't have a good feeling.
All right.
I know that you are probably very excited about that, however.
I'm excited to watch the game tonight. I can't
to watch
wait.
Them lose.
No. I want to keep this thing going because once the Red Sox are out of it, I'm done. Baseball's over. I'm not going to watch any other games.
Why do you care?
Because I want to keep watching baseball. I only like the Red Sox.
And you don't even like them.
Yeah. I'll root against the Yankees, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'll watch the games, but I'm not into it like I am.
It's just Cleveland, like... Colorado, can't be looking forward to that matchup, right? TV-wise. And...
You know, you remember when I went on my rant that you guys made fun of me about a couple of weeks ago about watching the game and how into it... It's like when, you know, if the Patriots are out, like, I don't watch the Super Bowl. Like last year, the last 2 years, I didn't watch the Super Bowl the way I would if the Patriots were in it.
Well, you'd be working.
No, I'm saying if I was home watching
the game. Good point, Fred. I hope he watches a little closer when he's writing about it.
No, but my point
is, I know what you're saying.
I don't care about the game. Yeah. I'm watching in passing, and that's how I'll watch Cleveland and Colorado.
I actually kind of like that. You just sit back. You're having nachos. Oh, there's a touchdown.
Yeah, I'd like
to have a beer.
A rooting interest.
Right.
Whether it's monetary or otherwise.
Well, that's why everybody does squares and all that
other
stuff
like
for the Super Bowl. So you have something
to focus on. To root for a team.
Yeah, and I don't watch football. It's the same thing for football. I mean, I know a lot of people would disagree with me. They'll say they could watch football no matter what, but I would watch baseball the same way. I really don't care. I'll watch, and it won't really have that much interest. I won't have that much interest.
See, football, I'll watch no matter what, but I'll always pick a team. There's always one team that I want to win. In when I watch football.
Well, I'll definitely be rooting for a team in baseball,
I can care less in baseball.
It won't be important to me.
And I think most of America agrees with me.
No, I agree.
Well, people might jump on the Rockies bandwagon
that
to
I agree
see
with
something
Fred.
Cool there. It's a cool story if they can keep winning.
Football
win
is much, it's going to captivate the public.
Well, every game is just so much more important.
Yeah, it's definitely much bigger nationwide. I don't think there's any question about that.
Your favorite ESPN broadcaster's here today.
Who's that?
I don't know. Tell me who your favorite ESPN broadcaster is, and I'll tell you if it's right.
Lisa Salters.
No.
Well?
Chris Berman.
Well,
you saw a big shadow. You were worried it was Chris Berman. It's just Gary.
Oh, Gary's here?
Yeah, he just walked in.
Oh, okay.
So now we'll have sound bites that are from the last 2 years.
Gary's meeting's over. How come he has crumbs on his chest?
So, yeah, Chris Berman's here. Big day. Other than that, nothing going on. Lawrence Maroney talked a little, but very short press conference. Lots of even with it only being probably 8 or 10 minutes, there were lots of long pauses. Bill sort of looking around, smiling. Anything?
Maroney did talk today.
Yes.
That's usually a good sign.
However.
Yes.
I don't know who the gentleman is, but he's here every year, periodically,
yeah,
which
couple
is
times
two,
a year.
Three times a year. I think he's a guy that works for the Boston.
That'd be Eric.
No, he's here. He just doesn't do anything.
I was going to say, you'd think that he was only here 2 or 3 times a year. But anyway, I think he works for the Boston Neighborhood Cable Channel, and I'm not sure.
Oh, is this the big heavy guy?
No, he's a...
Patriots
Greek?
Football Weekly.
Is it the Greek guy?
No, he's
today.
The black guy. He's an older guy, always dressed well, always asks very well thought out, specific questions, and He usually does pieces on
the
people rather than
talents.
The players.
And he's got kind of the gravelly voice a little bit.
And he works for a local cable station?
I think he works for the Boston. And I'm not positive on that. I think he works for the Boston Neighborhood Cable TV.
Yeah, I think he
TV.
Is Boston Local Access.
Okay. Well, and the reason I'm saying this is because he's the one that went up to Lawrence Maroney and started this. And it's just him and his cameraman. And he's asking him all kinds of questions about high school and him about Lawrence growing up and whatnot. And all of a sudden, now everybody sees this going on.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's going to come in because Maroney doesn't speak all that often. So it's, you know, it's an opportunity. So we all gathered around. And eventually, when those questions died down, Fred, he started talking a little bit about his situation. And he expressed his frustration with it in terms of, you know, he was asked, does it make you feel any better that the team has done so well and that they've been able, you know, that. And he said, no, it doesn't make me feel better at all. I mean, I'm glad that we're winning, but I want to get back out on the field. And he said that, you know, it's really up to Belichick. And, you know, he says he feels better.
So do you get the sense that he wants to be out there and disagrees with the prognosis a little bit?
Yeah, okay. I did. But, I mean, that's I don't want to put words in his mouth, Fred. I want to be careful.
I know.
I did get that impression, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. And I'd rather have it that way than him saying I can't play.
But in other words, I don't think that he said. I don't think the fact that he spoke today is an indication that usually when they speak, they're going to play. I think this was kind of an extenuating circumstance. And then once everybody came over, and he even said, he goes, you know, once all you guys came over, I didn't want to just walk away. I mean, you guys came running, and I didn't want to walk away and stop it. And
right.
And
Fred, I agree with you because he's a guy that already have people thinking soft, can't take, you know, not durable, can't play. And it's definitely better, even if it's just an opinion, a vibe, whatever, to think he's itching to get out there and they're holding him back more so than he's waiting till he's perfectly healthy before he gets out
there. I'm glad you brought that up, Andy, because there was some talk about that, too, that I heard. And he was asked about, you know, the durability questions and whatnot. And he said, yeah. He goes, that bothers me. I've never been injured in my life. You know, and now that I've had these injuries, and now I hear people saying that, you know, this and that, and they said, you know, he goes, I want to make sure that I don't have a reputation that I am not durable. I think was what he said at one point. And then someone
did anyone tell him that the way he can not get that is to stay on the field?
Well, someone asked.
Yeah, but
him,
that's but also so assuming he's not hurt. He's hurt. Right. When you're hurt, you can't play. That's right. The bottom line. When you're injured, you cannot play.
Someone asked him, do you think that people have that reputation? And he turned it on the media, and he said, well, if you guys are saying that I'm not durable, then people are going to think I'm not durable, which that's the one thing I didn't really agree with him on. It's not, you know. It's
more fans are saying it than us.
Plus, it's a point of fact. I mean, in 16, you know, 19 games last year and another six this year, he's missed four or five. I mean, that's a good. That's a high percentage. Yep. So, you know, the facts are what they are.
It is what it is.
Right. But he was very good. He talked for a while, and it was interesting.
What else, before I get into a little nugget that I learned about, anything else today with Belichick's press conference or the locker room that we need to bestow on our listeners?
Randy Moss talked to a couple different individuals. Nobody on the PFW staff. I'm just sticking with I'm a homie and he doesn't talk to me. But he talked to Karen Garigian from the Boston Herald, Dan Pyers a little bit, then sort of shot down Chris Gasper, was sort of taking interview requests one by one and talked to a couple guys, didn't, but was also very energetic, playful, laughing a lot in the locker room, screwing around, just chatting with some random people like Ryan O'Callaghan, who apparently they have some sort of back and forth over the last couple months. And Randy Moss enjoying himself in the locker room. And as I've said before, I can't imagine that he could fit in any better with this team. When he's screwing around with Ryan O'Callaghan and Oscar Lua and those kind of people, I'm just shocked.
You're shocked?
Yeah.
Why are you shocked?
His reputation.
He's always been a fun-loving guy.
I just never imagined he would be screwing around with an injured practice squad rookie linebacker and a backup right tackle. I just, not the impression I had of Randy Moss. Maybe my impression was wrong. Maybe the media screwed me. I'll blame it on the media. The media's fault. My impression of him was wrong. But he's just loving life in the Patriots locker room right now. On the field, off the field, couldn't get any more perfect.
Okay. And what was the tone of Bill Belichick's press conference today? Anything?
It had nothing to do with the game, really. It just random questions, didn't answer much on the PUP guys.
Was it a small group?
Relatively, yeah. But there just weren't many questions.
Okay.
Anything much to say?
Chris Berman is in the house, so he's probably doing something for
ESPN.
ESPN. It's not an ESPN game, right? No, we're on CBS.
No, it's a Sunday at 1.
Yeah.
He's doing a piece on the older linebackers.
Berman is.
Yes, I overheard him talking to Roosevelt Colvin, and he said.
I did too. I found that funny because one of the older linebackers, Junior Seau, was holding court at that time. And I guess when you make it to that level, when you say I'm doing a story, it means somebody else is getting the video and asking the questions for my story.
Either that or he's got something set up separately. And
what kind of locker room they got over there? I thought I would tell you, I heard a little nugget today, and I would hate to be the one to start spreading rumors.
Did he tell you this? Is that why you have that? Or you just... I'm into nuggets,
y'all. He said he had a nugget.
Yeah, but why do you have the nugget commercial?
I would hate to be the one to start spreading rumors about the New York Jets. However, this one is
a good one.
A little bit more than a rumor.
I'm excited to be a head coach.
Yeah. Apparently, when Brian Daboll went to the Jets, one of the lures that was used was that, you know, you've got to align to be offensive coordinator. If you stick with the Patriots,
correct,
it ain't happening.
Correct.
And now there's a little bit of tension between Brian Schottenheimer and Daboll, and Daboll's getting a little bit impatient, I guess. So
what's this stemming from?
Well, just, you know, the performance.
No,
so
I mean, you've heard this from an inside source?
I heard this from an inside source, yeah. A little bit of problems at the Jets.
There should be. No offense.
At Hempstead.
But if I'm Brian Schottenheimer and they bring a guy in that it's been out there the whole time that the reason he went there is because he was going to be in line almost immediately to be the offensive coordinator of that team.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm the offensive coordinator, I don't like that.
Right.
Even if he did, you know, there were some rumblings that he was going to be interviewed. I think he turned in Miami to be the head coach, Schottenheimer. And I personally don't understand how he's going to become a head coach. So if he's not going to be a head coach, now are you firing him to make Daboll your offensive coordinator, or how's that going to play out? So, I mean, I think it's a bad situation that was created by the Jets.
Right, by Eric Mangini. So it's just interesting. Just
but
thought
I'm not
I'd
Bill Belichick.
Pass that along since, you know, the Jets really are very quick to make sure that they pass along things about the Patriots.
All right, can I ask this, though? And I agree with you.
On their web radio show?
I agree with both of you.
They don't have a web radio show.
But let me ask you this. Does it make any sense if you're Eric Mangini to sit there and say, okay, my offensive coordinator is interviewed for head coaching jobs. I'm going to lose him. Not because I want to lose him or not because he's performing badly and I'm going to fire him, but I'm going to lose him. I need to make a contingency plan if I do.
Oh, absolutely. But
so isn't that – don't you think that that's really what he did?
Well
– or maybe he just
and
didn't
now
really
Daboll
like Schottenheimer.
Is, but maybe Dable's the one who's getting I don't want to say mistreated, but maybe he's been it's been unfortunate for Daboll that it looks like Schottenheimer won't have any opportunities next year because he hasn't done well. The team hasn't done well. He's probably not going to be a hot commodity.
Right.
But
my
I don't
guess
really
is
think
it's
there's
the
anything,
other way. It's
I don't
the
think
head coach and
that.
The quarterback's coach saying, we want to put the New England offensive scheme in. We want to put our scheme in, and Schottenheimer isn't going to run the
ball. Well, again,
and he's out.
If that's what – but, I mean, is Mangini allowing Schottenheimer to do that? Or is he saying, this is what I want to do, you're out? Because I think those are two different things.
My guess
things.
Is he's out because he doesn't come from the New England Patriots school of offense.
If it's my team, I want to put my system in.
Right.
So I don't really have any problem with that.
That's my guess is
I
what's going to happen.
There's a little bit of attention.
My guess is he went there and he had to have an offensive coordinator. This was the best guy available that he could get. And then Daboll became available, and Daboll is next in line, but it wasn't going to be immediate.
That's football. That's how it works. Guys want their own guys.
In a real world, in a perfect world, he probably said, you know, maybe he gets a head coaching job, and
now
it doesn't
have to
get ugly. It just kind of goes away. Well, maybe he has to fire him after this season, and Daboll. But either way, I think it's in the best interest of the team for Mangini to have his guy running the offense with his scene.
See,
another Schottenheimer getting screwed.
I don't think he's getting screwed. They're 1-5, and they can't move the ball.
And not to mention, the only thing he's ever done has been his dad's little boy. That's all he's ever done in this world.
No,
so he's certainly not getting screwed. What do they say? He was on third base and thought he hit a triple. Well, he never got past first and second on his own.
All right.
And look, I think that they created a friction that probably didn't have to exist. by doing it the way they did it. But I think if Bill went out and hired a guy to potentially replace Josh McDaniels, people would look at it as a brilliant move.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
You got that one, Gary, in terms of commercials?
And by the way, I would as well. I think that's pre-thinking, and I think that's preparing for the future.
Brilliant.
Schottenheimer is probably not going to be the Jets coordinator next year.
Now, what if
he has a guy already here?
What if Daboll doesn't become the coordinator?
Now he screwed Daboll. Yeah. That's different.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd pass that along.
Where'd you hear that from?
Not in this building, believe it or not.
Some guy at McDonald's?
No. All right.
Did you have a big wig meeting yesterday?
I'm into nuggets.
I have big wig meetings every day.
Except today when you're here and think it's Wednesday.
You know, I thought it was Wednesday. I'm just a day behind.
I know how people love our off-topic rants. Did you open up your robot last night?
I did. Put it together, but I have to charge the battery for 15 hours. So
you're going to have to wait till a long
time. I might be able to get it up there tonight.
Isn't it dark like at 5?
Bring a flashlight with me.
Oh, I'd pay to watch this. You with a robot and a flashlight up on a ladder cleaning your gutters.
It's a nice device. It's well put together.
I'm sure it is. It just won't work.
Why?
Because it's a dumb idea.
Okay. Well, we'll see. You know,
didn't get the Andy Hart stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Stupid.
We'll see.
There's no way it could possibly work.
Yeah. Mister, I live above the tree line. I don't have to worry about my gutters.
If you were rich like him, you wouldn't have to worry about those things.
Web radio, patriots.com.
Being born on third base. Andy Hart.
Yeah, that was
Mr. $45,000 a year tuition at Tufts, Hart.
I couldn't afford to go there. 9 years ago. It was only like 30.
Long distance Dave is in the Philippines. Dave, how you doing?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and then the power went out. So now the only way I can hear you is to call you up on my cell phone.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I hope you have a lot of minutes.
I was in the middle of sending you guys an email. There was a really interesting fact on Rook's show after you guys last night that I wanted to share with you in case he didn't. Were you aware that Miami has no players left in their team from six solid years of drafts from 1998 to 2003?
Is that right?
Wow.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Makes sense. Now they're 0-6.
They have, and they've also been one of those teams kind of like Washington, not as bad as Washington, but where they... He's not on the team anymore.
He's not on the team anymore.
Despite covering your microphone to yell,
they didn't draft McMichael.
They cut him this offseason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Miami is kind of like Washington in that they've traded a lot of their draft picks too.
Right.
And obviously it hasn't worked out for them.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do the Patriots have any single year in that whole period that they don't have a draft pick left on?
What's the years?
98.
No, they don't have any from
98 through 2003.
They don't have any from 98. They have one from 99. They have a guy named Brady from 2000.
And
obviously going through, they have guys. But 98, they don't have any.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't fault the Dolphins if they didn't have a guy from 98 or 99, but that whole stretch
through. Randy Mueller guy that's down there, he's kind of an idiot, right?
I don't really know him. I mean, he hasn't drafted well, but that doesn't mean he's... I don't know if he... Well, part of the issue was he was going to be gone, supposedly, if Saban stayed. He was going to be out, but then when Saban left, they didn't want to blow everything up because Cam Cameron's clearly not a guy you just hand everything over to. So he sort of regained power in that transfer, even though he didn't really do anything to earn it and then had a bad draft this year.
Tom's here, and he's shaking his head because his sub is wrong. It's not cut. Oh, boy.
I think it's funny.
I was going to say, it worked.
And Dave chuckled from the Philippines.
Well, Dave, that's a good nugget.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the most interesting things I've ever heard on John's show. Although, honestly, I don't often stay up that late at night to listen to him, so I don't have a lot of sampling to pick from.
Now,
yeah,
Dave,
you won't get much else.
Will you be
good.
Able to watch the game this week?
This week against Miami, no. Next week against Washington is on TV, and I don't know the schedule beyond that because the local TV station here doesn't release the schedule but a month at a time.
Now, I thought that the NFL had a thing now for international viewers that you could watch the games online.
Yeah, they do, but it is very pricey.
Oh, really?
If you think I'm spending a lot on phone calls to you guys, the bill for the video from the NFL... my understanding is that you can watch 160 baseball games for less than a fifth of what the NFL gives you for a season of video.
Well, if you want to,
I don't know why that is, and I wish it wasn't. But the audio is very reasonable. You can get it for $30 a year if you sign up in the preseason, but the video is hundreds.
Well,
and,
did you hear?
If you want to go to Beijing, we're going to be showing the game at Frank's place. I'm serious. So
at Frank's place. Well, I was going to go to Beijing if they were going to play there, and then Fred ruined it for me.
Yeah, nice job, Fred.
Well, a lot of
thank God for Fred.
All right.
All right. See you, Dave.
I know you guys were happy not to have to go, but I was looking forward to it.
No, I think that everyone
here. Yeah, well,
here
for you, isn't it like us going to New York or something?
Having gone, I think everyone here would have been very happy that they went.
Open your minds a little bit. It's not the being there. It's the getting there.
Are we going?
15-hour
you
flight.
Have to make a little
by
bit
the
of
way,
a
are
sacrifice.
Are we going next year?
No.
No, the Olympics. The year after, right?
2009, perhaps.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Still open. Because that would be terrible.
Oh, that would be awful.
Next year.
Yeah.
No. Because before we have 7 trips to the West Coast,
let's
we'd
put
be
it
flying
to, if
around
we
the
had
world.
To go to China plus our West Coast swings, I'd get you laptop bags. I would get you laptop bags.
Oh, that would make it
gee,
all
thanks.
That would make it all worthwhile. I got to find a way to write that book before 09.
What book?
You know that book. That book I'm writing.
The book you're writing?
Yeah.
The one that
I'm sure that'll happen.
Your Easy Street book, the one that's going to get you
Easy
from,
Street,
you know. Keep you from working for the rest
oh,
of your
yeah,
life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one.
You and Owen Pockman.
Yeah, well, you should probably mention that.
Owen Pockman wrote a book, Fred.
About punting?
Kicking.
Kicking.
Self-published. It's available for $14.95 on the internet. There's some Patriots ties in there. He ended up in San Francisco, missed some kicks. They cut him the next day, so it ended, and he talks about all that. But Patriots-wise, when he was here, there is a piece, a portion of the book about how Pioli told him to fake a hamstring injury in front of everybody on the field so that they could place him on IR a couple weeks later or something. He did it, faked the injury. They called him in, and Pioli said, "We got to cut you anyway. We think some people might be on to what we're doing with you."
Wow.
So
that the transcript?
And then he ended up
that
dating a playmate.
Transcript is done already.
That's because it was short.
Yeah, but you know, it still wouldn't be done.
Well, we have, wow. You know.
It wouldn't be done.
You know. When you have Rishea Caldwell catching passes, one thing happens. When you have Randy Moss catching them, another thing happens.
That's amazing. Gary sent me an email, or actually it's a press release from the NFL, Patriots-Cowboys' most watched Sunday game since 1996.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Big time.
What's
Cowboys.
That? Cowboys-Bills?
We got a whole show here with people not using mics.
Cowboys-Niners.
When was that?
It says it 96. Right there.
In 96? Oh, right. November 10th, 1996, 29.7 million viewers on Fox. So, pretty good.
You get America's team involved, and it happened to be undefeated.
Does the Colts break, Colts-Patriots break that?
Nope.
You don't think so? If they're both undefeated, does it break
that? Maybe if they're both undefeated.
See, I'm not sure it does.
But I heard the Cowboys.
I think that the fact that the Cowboys were the team, I think, is... is a part of it. Let's face it, the Patriots have played a ton of these games.
Yeah. They played good games in the last 10 years.
And they've had a ton of really, really good ratings. Right. This one was the best.
And
why is that?
Plus, you know, as even though the Colts are champs, the Cowboys fan base is so much bigger.
That's
than
what
the
I'm
Colts.
Saying. Yeah. That's my point. I mean, they've had a lot of good games against good teams that have had great television ratings, but this is the highest
it's
one.
It's the Cowboys.
I mean, how many Colts fans are there in Minnesota? I'm guessing there are Cowboys fans
everywhere.
In every city.
And
all those markets that they measure, there's Cowboys
fans.
There's barely enough Colts fans in Indy.
The internet traffic for all the teams, which I'm familiar with, and I keep track of, it's an indication of everything else. I mean, despite not having made the playoffs for a lot of years, you know, or not having done well, the Cowboys are still number one in terms of internet traffic. So that tells you right there that their fan base is just bigger.
No, that's just because Tom gets on the computer more often than everybody else.
Right. Just clicking that
bigger
enter
in
button.
Texas.
You know? Tom's looks like a pig in you-know-what over there. He's just got this big grin on his face, munching down a turkey sandwich. He's as happy as can be. Things are good over there.
It's good to be Tom Casale.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's see.
We're taking a quick break?
No, we're not. We're going to keep going because when Tom's done, he's
we're like, rolling too fast right
Gary
now.
Because Gary was actually ready to take a break, so you couldn't take a break.
Tom's going to tell us what his big college games are for this weekend when he's done eating. So we can look forward to that.
Why is that? Are we out of emails before we start reading emails?
It's Thursday, and we want to make sure that we get in our college preview from Tom Casale. That's going to be a new Thursday thing.
Okay.
And then, of course, at 1 o'clock. Then at 1 o'clock, we'll do our picks I have no idea how I did last week.
You did well.
You did well.
I did? Oh, I'm surprised.
Me too.
It was a it was a tough week for everybody, but you really? And I did the best.
How about the spread? Did I do all right in the spread?
You did all right with the spread.
That's what I'm more concerned with.
You and I tied for both, but none of us did really well.
Okay.
Although with the spread, we both did pretty well.
That's good. That's all that counts. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. We got an email the other day from Abby in Halley. I'm not sure where Halley is. H-A-L-I. Gary, it's probably one of those islands that you frequent, right? out in the Pacific somewhere. But anyway, he was wondering if we were mad at Felger.
Well, yes. You don't like Felger. I think that's pretty clear.
You know what? That's not clear. I've told you before that I like Mike Felger, and I understand what he's doing. You know, and so we go.
I'm mad at him.
We battle, but
well,
he's
right
just,
now the
how can you be mad at
Team
him?
PFW was cost a little upset about him because he did something that we didn't like.
Probably yeah.
Because any question?
Are we going to address that tomorrow?
No. Well, I'm not sure we really want
Paul
to.
Paul Perillo from Patriots Football.
Not on the air.
Right.
Oh, we're going to just kick his butt
yes.
off the air.
Yeah. Yes, okay. We'll keep that off the air.
But we don't have the dislike for him that you do. In terms
I don't
of,
have a dislike for
in
him.
In terms of, you know, the willingness to fight him the way
I
you
am
do
not
every
Ted
week.
Just verbally. I'm not going to, you know, physically beat him up.
You scared?
It's gotten pretty physical.
You're afraid of him, huh?
That 800 number?
Yeah.
Got it. I'm sorry.
Why don't you sick your robot after him? It'll whack it with its little gutter cleaner arm.
That would be a fight. No. Felger against the robot. Who would break the purse first?
Wow. All right, let's get to Alex's email. He's from San Francisco, and he says, "Hello, fellow Bill Walshers. a lot of fans have written into the show to complain about the new format of the website, so yep. I thought that I'd write in to give you the guys some props on the redesign. The site from top to bottom is better organized, easier on the eyes than just about any other football teams except maybe the Bucks. I'm proud that the Patriots organization is one of the only teams that embraces technology, online marketing, and new media in an innovative way. Your podcast, PFW, and Patriots Today are just some of the examples of content that most teams don't even bother to provide their fans. It just seems like the Pats are always one step ahead of the competition when it comes to marketing their product and brand. Just take a look at the Steelers or Dolphins sites to see how woefully bad an NFL site can really be."
Fred, didn't you always tell me that the Bucks were the site you didn't want to be like?
Well, in terms of looks, no. They've always been ahead of the curve using Flash and cartoons and animation. But
hired Eric.
The question is, what happens if you come the second and third time in the same week? That's where I think that we beat other teams is the depth of content.
Okay.
You know? We've never been the best looking. No, we haven't. But we've always been more content.
Why?
Why? Because we invest in creating content. These other teams have
no. But if you know we're not the best looking, why don't we try to be the best looking?
Because sometimes all that looks get into the way of functionality. You know.
Because the more graphic design people they hire, they have to start letting people go. Andy, I got a feeling you're first on the list.
Hey, what about you? Hey, what about Eric?
You know,
guy hasn't done a useful
You're the one complaining.
You know, on the internet, form follows function. So if it doesn't help with the function, it's kind of wasted.
Okay.
You know, that's why, like, you know, once people get used to the new site, they're going to realize the left side is news, the right side is media. It's that simple. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
All right. Oh, shoot. I just deleted Sawyer's email.
I don't like it.
Sawyer. I like Abby. This is a new emailer, huh? Even though we didn't really address
it. Did my girlfriend email in?
Yeah. You got emails. She'll read them later.
Who's your girlfriend?
That Cali girl that I
Cali
like.
Girl.
That is going to buy us lunch soon. She wants to take care of us.
I got
know what
me.
I'm saying.
Gary's handing me a piece
all
of paper.
Those
this
West
is
Coast
the email that I
year,
just
that
deleted.
Bad.
But I got it back, so I'm okay.
You're not okay. You might have got it back.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. You with us now, Tom? You back in?
Are you with us?
Are you okay?
I'm doing all the organizing.
You're like a little ADD-ish today.
Why?
Well, at one point, Paul and I were talking sort of to you, and you were poking a hole through a cup there, cutting a square out of a Dunkin' Donuts cup.
I'm making game pieces out of my Dunkin' Donuts.
That's why we think you're not really with us today.
That's why.
Because you're making game pieces
why I have
for
concerns.
A fictional game.
I have concerns about my long-term employment here at the New England Patriots organization.
Paul seems to think that if I leave, that's it. He has to leave.
Yeah.
You really think that?
My being is strictly tied to you. I don't like that. If there was something I could do about that, I would. But
I used to like it. I used to feel pretty secure tied to you, but not so much anymore.
I don't think that's true, Paul. I think that you have a future here at the New
It's like in Crimson Tide, Tom. You see Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
When Denzel Washington says, look, the fate of this ship rides on your... You know, I know that sucks, but, that's the way it is. And it's, the guy from Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
That's basically how I feel. It's not the way I wanted it. If there was something I could do about that, I would, but I can't.
Speaking of Paul's future, Sawyer from Waterloo, Iowa says, I saw the Put Up Your Duke segment with Paul. You did a good job, Paul, but I was wondering how it felt to have Jamie call you big guy.
Calls you big guy? Wow.
Yeah, I think
he thinks you're bigger than him?
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily, but that all he could see was my head.
Imagine what he would have called me if all he could see was my head.
Watermelon. I also saw the main
event. Holy Moses.
I also saw the main event on Sunday, and whose head did I see in the front of the press conference? Paul's. Good thing it wasn't Andy, or we never would see any of Kenny. Another thing, I know that the Patriots...
It's true.
Actually, Paul was hogging my camera spot. I thought I was going to be on there.
Yeah, we did. We actually talked about it. We thought we would get in.
I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
I'm not utilizing him, Andy Hart, the right way.
That
head? I need to put the 1-800 number on the back of his head at the press conferences. It's like a freaking bull billboard. I might as well use it.
That's a good point.
You know?
Wrap it up. I'll wear a hat if you give it to me.
Not a hat. I don't
it's
need that.
It's got to come with a laptop bag and a SUV.
Shave it into your hair. You know, 1-800-494-PATS. Order your subscription today. I can get all the copy in there, too. We could probably do an issue.
That was good.
All right.
That one just came to him, too. He didn't have that one in the holster.
Well, if he had had it in the holster, he would have screwed it up. I could issue probably all.
Damn it. Another thing, says Sawyer, I know the Patriots' way is not to focus on individual records, but everybody agrees that Brady and Peyton are clearly the best two QBs of our time, if not ever. But Tom doesn't really get the accolades. I would just be nice. It would just be nice for Tom to get a little recognition for how good he is. Other than who's not giving him accolades?
Are you talking about Tom Brady or Tom Casale?
Is this the guy that was just on Sports Illustrated?
Tom doesn't get the only thing I'm...
And has been on the cover six times?
No.
Eight, I thought it was. Wasn't
eight.
It? Eight?
Eight?
Yeah, now...
According to First Down.
I agree with you guys.
I don't read
that. I think Tom Brady gets plenty of accolades, as you put it. But maybe I think what Sawyer is talking about is...
MVPs.
He's never won... He actually won the MVP.
Right.
People say that he's one of the greatest ever. But... He doesn't really have anything other than the two Super Bowl MVPs.
Right.
He doesn't have an NFL MVP, maybe. I'm guessing that's what he's talking about.
Right.
I've
been to the Pro Bowl a couple times. Gone last
and
year.
And a couple times he's not gone because he didn't want to.
So you're basically talking about MVP or Offensive Player of the Year or one of those.
And I think he's going to get that.
And he's
this
finished
year.
He was third, right?
Yeah. And in my
opinion. So he's been in the top three.
And in my opinion, I don't think he's had a year that he's deserved to be.
No, he hasn't.
Right. And when you talk about MVPs, I think Jerry Rice has one. Emmett has won because Brett Favre was winning them all at that time. And sometimes you just get those quarterbacks that put up the numbers that went all because it's basically on numbers.
He 1 year McNair won it, right? I could see how that could rub him the wrong way.
He and Manning were co-MVPs.
Right.
But see, you know how I am, right, about these kind of awards and Hall of Fame stuff and everything like that. And I'm a purist when it comes to MVP. A lot of people look at it as who's the best player or who's – You know, MVP, to me, McNair probably was more to that team, more valuable.
I don't know if you can argue that with the Patriots or the Colts.
That
I think
year?
They both stink. Yeah. In those years, certainly most years, they stink without Tom Brady, and the Colts stink without
McNair
Peyton
Manning. Had a great year that year, though.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
But I think if Patriots fans are just looking, say they grab the list and they say, well, McNair won it, and you know what I mean? It just... That looks like, well, Brady should have won
it. Yeah,
they don't even look
does,
at the facts.
Well, should he have won it in 02 over Rich Gannon? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
no.
Well, why not McNair then? I mean, McNair had a great year.
Because everybody thinks of McNair like you.
Well, no. Not in 03 they didn't.
And he was never great.
But he
was. His numbers were never great.
But he was that year.
I bet you he completed 55% of his passes that year.
That might be so, but he had a great year.
Yeah, I pulled a Perillo and it worked. I got no idea. He might have completed 75%.
I'll look it up.
It really does work. I'm going to start arguing like he does. Just throw numbers out there.
Last from Sawyer, he says, if we are 14-0 or 15-0, I think Bill would want the history on his side, and he would have Brady put up about four touchdowns in the first half and then sit them and work on defensive strategies. if he puts an extra FU touchdown on the Cowgirls, you don't think he'll want to stick 16-0 in everybody's face? Well,
you know what's interesting about that game, though, if it is that situation, the Giants, we were talking about defensive lines, they might have the best two when it comes to Strahan and Umanura.
Getting pressure.
And I'm not talking about winning the game. I'm just talking about Brady taking hits in that game. And could you imagine if he got hurt right before the playoffs? So that's going to be a tough situation. I agree. I think they'll go for the 16-0, but it just...
I also think with what we've talked about, in all likelihood, they're going to have a bye. And I think Bill looks at it as that's too long off if you start to rest.
And I agree with
guys,
that.
So.
I think I don't agree with the resting when you get a week off.
Right. If you have to play the next week, then you should rest. But if you don't, you shouldn't, because it's going to be rust, not rest.
Very good.
That's a good line there, huh?
That's a good line.
I might have to revisit that one later.
I agree. I think it just all goes down to what
rest,
Bill feels is the best for the team and all that stuff. I agree.
Thanks, Paul.
But I think they go for, you know.
What do you got? What do you got there?
Playing.
Get to the important stuff.
You're not going to like the important stuff.
When you complete like 68% of it?
62.5%.
Damn it.
Which was...
How many yards? 2,300 yards.
32-15.
Damn it.
24 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions.
That's a good year.
Passer rating of 100.4.
That's a good
year. There aren't too many over 100 single-season passer ratings in football.
Especially when you take out Steve Young.
Far and away, Steve Young's best season ever. I mean, Steve McNair's best year ever. Yeah.
Did he ever complete near 55% of his passes?
Oh, yeah. He's a career 59.5.
That's what I was thinking about.
That's 60%.
No, but give me a single season. Give me a bad single season.
For McNair?
Last year.
Where's this year's stats?
His first year as a starter, he started all 16 games in 97. He completed 52%.
Yeah, told you.
Then he went 62.
First year as a starter out of Alcorn
62-6, 61-3, 61-2, 62-5, 60, 61.3 with the last six years.
All right, so I was wrong. But it still worked as my Perillo argument because you kind of bought it.
No, I didn't buy it.
You kind of
said
you
had a great year
it.
That year. Now, Brady could have gotten a co-MVP with Manning, too.
This year.
I don't think Manning, you know, I mean, I don't think Brady, you know, had a bad year in 03. I think he clearly could have gotten consideration.
Yeah. Steve from Winchester, I hear Commissioner Goodell wants to host a Super Bowl in London. For the love of God, drop everything you are doing and get Fred on a plane to London right away and let him work the same magic he did in China. That should be the end of that. I'm against the Super Bowl in London.
It wouldn't bother me at all.
No?
As long as we weren't in it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It wouldn't bother me
again. Again.
Even if we were going there, why?
Why would you want to go
to
London?
You know, in all seriousness.
It's a six-hour flight. It's the same as if they have
it
in California.
Right.
You've got to be there for a week.
That's what I was. No,
that's the thing. If we were going to China for a week, it wouldn't bother me as much.
We are.
The problem, it's the logistics of going anywhere for a week that would hurt, I think, all of us.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, we just if we fly to California or London, we're still spending a week in a place, in a bad hotel, you know, far away from home.
Fred, I don't want to go to London. I don't want to go to China. I don't want to go anywhere.
By the way, Brady, that same year, completed just over 60% of his throws, 60.2, which is a career low. He only had 23 touchdowns, which is a career low, except for the first year that he played, which he didn't play the full year. 12 interceptions and an 85.9 passer rating. So he threw for more yards, but everything else was less than McNair. Just saying.
Okay. Let's see. Mike Gherkin.
Pickle man.
He says, after hearing Wakefield.
Pickle me Gherkin. This.
Gherkin.
After hearing Wade Phillips comment on the game, I just cannot believe this guy is a head coach. I swear he said that if he had a play that they thought they could score with on fourth down, they would have run it on third down. Are you serious?
Yep.
How has T.O. not made him start crying on the sideline yet?
That's all I have to say about
that's
that.
Coming.
Wait till after this week.
Yeah, that's coming.
Two, I hope it was the only one-game thing, but Rodney Harrison looked really bad out there, and what made it worse was how much he was bitching and moaning after every play he was burnt on. The only play he really had any room to complain was the long pass to Witten when he was pushed badly. But if he cannot play better than that, maybe it's time to let Sanders get more of the snaps.
I agree.
Good email.
And that seems to be the direction they could be going in, as Sanders is a regular part of this rotation.
Three, at first I was confused by the activation of Chad Jackson yesterday because I'm not sure what his role can be on this team. But with the possibility that Moss and Stallworth are only here for this season, Belichick may want to get him out there with those guys to see if he can be the big play receiver that they hope they drafted. I do not expect any big numbers, but I think he could take plays away from Gaffney. Four, I sure hope that Seymour is healthy and can play soon, because the only time I really see this team getting into trouble is when they cannot get a pass rush. The only time Romo was able to hurt the defense was when the Patriots were not getting any pressure. Hopefully, with his presence, the pass rush can be a little bit more consistent. That's Mike Gerken. Okay. Tom is pointing to the TV.
That was Andy has aligned himself with
Sean Salisbury. I'm off the Steelers. Sean Salisbury's a moron. I don't want to be aligned with his line.
15-1, only loss to the Steelers. According to who's Mike? Mike
Golic, probably.
The two, I guess he thinks the Patriots are the third best team in the AFC.
Right.
He's got the Colts and Steelers both beating them.
At least I only have one of the two. It's different from what you guys think, but it's still only one.
I don't think they're going to lose to anybody.
A little funny that they had today at the press conference. Kyle Brady has three catches for 28 yards. And Bill, in his discussion about, you never want to be predictable, saying Kyle Brady is not a predictable tight end. He's not a run blocker. Just, you know, you don't want to get predictable in that direction. I mean, he had that great catch against, what was it, the Bills? Yeah, it was his only play all year. He had one catch for 20 yards in that game. He now has three for 28 on the season. Let's be honest. He's made one play all year, Bill, so don't try to spin me on now Kyle Brady's this pass-catching threat as a tight end.
He caught a touchdown when Roy Williams was double-teaming Mike Vrabel.
That's true.
And hey, Roy Williams' defense, I'd have done the same thing.
Well said. He caught a touchdown after Mike Vrabel was the option.
Tom, you better watch out. Dave from the Philippines says, if you want to hire me, you can send me anywhere. I won't complain. I can write. I understand football, and I eat free food. Are there any other qualifications?
Yeah, well, you've already bottomed out. You live in the Philippines. Anything's a step up from there.
How do you know?
Well, because he tried to spin it that it was nice, and then the other person said you get mugged if you leave the hotel.
Well, but you live in these gated communities, and it's great.
I don't want to live in a place where I can't leave my gate.
2-3 at a time, Andy.
Yes, I heard that. I'm not sure I find Filipino women attractive. Just an FYI.
Well, it's actually the schoolgirls, from what I hear. They come right out of school.
I'm in.
All right. Next email.
We know Tom's in.
Tom's getting his passport ready as we speak. All right. Web radio on pages.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. Sean McLaughlin. Hey, Sean, how you doing? From Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
I really worse than this yesterday?
Hi, lawyer.
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying hello to our people, someone who's been listening since day one?
Hey, lawyer.
You're speaking to an email.
No, he's listening.
Hopefully it doesn't speak back. And we'll really be in trouble.
I know our listeners appreciate
personal touch. Fred.
Yes.
Personal touch.
He says there won't be a Miami blowout this week. I think we're going to run into a situation, and if we don't win by 21 points every game, it'll be a letdown. Just a reminder, and I know this is not your daddy's Dolphins. No matter what kind of Miami team is out there, we have never, ever dominated a game in Miami. I think we will win, but it's going to be a 28-24 win, and it's not going to be easy. So here's a little trivia. How many QBs played for both the Dolphins and the Patriots?
Scott Zolak.
Zolak.
Damon Heward.
Who else? Don't know.
There was one other.
One other?
Yeah.
All right, why don't we go on and I'll keep thinking
okay.
about that.
By the way, the only time I can remember being dominant in Miami, whether it was the Orange Bowl or whatever the stadium name is down there. It's the AFC title game in 85. I could be wrong.
We dominated that game. That's about it, though.
Yep.
The third one, Scott Seacules.
That's correct. Scott Seacules. Yeah. Who held it up?
Gary just put SS up.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this struggling in Miami, blah, blah, blah. I remember back when the Cowboys couldn't beat the Eagles. They just couldn't beat them in Philadelphia. And you know what happened? The Eagles kind of went down, you know, after Buddy Ryan left and the Cowboys were still good. They used to go to Philadelphia and kick the living crap right out of them. I just feel you can say all you want about the history and everything. There's no they got no chance. Look, I just look at the team. They're garbage. And even if they sleepwalk, what are we talking about, a 3-touchdown win?
Right. That's the point I was making. I think that there very much could be a trap game here, you know, that mentality that we keep talking about all year.
Yeah, they may not be sharp.
I think it might be just like Buffalo in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. And I think there was a trap game for Dallas, and they fell in the trap. But they're still so much better than the opponent that they're going to win the game. And I think they'll win it a lot easier than Dallas did, because I don't see them, you know, I don't see Brady self-destructing to that level against this team. Now, on Sean's side, Tom, a couple of years ago, we went down there for a Monday night game, and they were 2-11 or 2-12, and they beat the Patriots.
I understand that, but
they were
12,
more talented.
12-1 against 2-11.
But I also remember the Patriots having a lead in that game, and they kind of just fell asleep. And I don't think that would happen.
But it was a tough game. Even if the Patriots ended up winning the game, it was a tough, hard-fought game early in the game.
But don't you,
Miami
who's
had the
do
lead.
That now?
What was the year? It wasn't too
who
long ago.
Who did it then?
Zach Thomas isn't even practicing, right?
Who was the quarterback?
And Jason
for the
Taylor.
Dolphins,
if you read his quotes,
AJ Feely.
That night it was A.J. Feely?
Yeah.
What was the year, Paul? It was recently where a game bogged down there. Falk had the ball like at the two-yard line and fumbled, or inside the five and he fumbled.
That was like 2001 or 2002, sometime in that era.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of turnovers down in Miami. Yeah. And if they do that again, they'll be in
but
a
I
close
just
game.
But I think
again.
That helps them, knowing that they never win
right.
there. It kind of gives
keeps
you that.
That from being the trap game this week.
Yeah. One of the you know, there was no questions today, and I didn't really know exactly how to ask it. I was going to throw one out there to Bill. I mean, is there something to the mental aspect of it? You know, because I know that Bill's going to say, well, they've had good players. That's why they struggle in Miami. But that's not what it's been all about, because like that time, you know, what we're talking about, that wasn't a good team. They were 2-11.
Right.
That wasn't good players that night. It was just one of these things. And Bill talked about, Brady talked about it on Wednesday. There are times when you watch on film and you watch Miami play against other teams and you see all these open receivers. And then for whatever reason, we go down there and we play and those receivers don't seem to be in the same, you know, open the same way. And for whatever it is that Miami does, it seems to bother Brady. And that I think that's indisputable, because that happens here too.
Well, they used to have the great cornerback Sam Madison,
yeah, but it's been several years since those guys were here.
There's
been a lot of changes.
There's been a lot of
personnel changes. The guy I like is gone. He's in Denver now. What's his name, the coach, the guy I like, that
Bates.
I,
Jim Bates.
Yeah, Bates. I mean, there's been turnover
everything
in all different areas. I mean, Thomas and Taylor, yeah,
the
they're the same.
Those
but
are the only two constants. All the rest of the cast is turned over.
So I just can't see it.
I can't see it either. But I mean, there's something to this, you know, their sluggish play against Miami. I mean, it happens just
maybe
as often
it's
here.
Maybe it's the heavenly betting.
Could be.
They just never recover.
This is why you're a bad host.
listen,
that's why Fred's better than you.
But something that Paul said reminded me. You talk about open receivers. You know.
Yeah.
I was watching some of the highlights from the Dallas game the other day, and remember how Bill Belichick talked about the Colts? He goes, you know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, you see guys wide open, Marvin Harrison, they're just wide open. I don't know how that happens. You're starting to see that now with the Patriots.
I've seen it in the past
Welker,
with the Patriots, too.
Well,
I know how it happens.
Except
they're all
for last
good.
Year.
It's talented receivers.
No, but, exactly.
I mean, Branch and Givens got open like that, too. They just didn't get open like that last year.
Well, they may not have made catches, though, like they are now.
Well, they're not going to make the catches that Randy Moss has made.
Well, I remember Givens sure. making more acrobatic catches than catches where he's wide open.
Than Moss?
I mean, every time Givens caught a ball, it was this amazing catch.
He made it look amazing.
Exactly.
He had a lot of talent.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily fall into that.
I don't remember.
I think
guys,
the Patriots have had a lot of wide open guys over the years.
Right.
To which you say, how does he get that open?
David Givens used to run like a little fade corner pattern in the middle of the field that was open every single time.
I almost said the World Series. Remember the Super Bowl against Philadelphia where Brady hits Givens at the top of the screen after he looked about seven other places?
Right.
And there's no one even. And you're like, how does that happen?
No, I hear that, but. You know, and in the red zone particularly, guys would get wide open.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the field, I don't remember guys just streaking down, Brady hitting him and going for touchdowns.
No,
well, because
I
didn't. First of all, Givens didn't have that ability.
Speed.
Givens can't catch it. He was open plenty of times, and he may have broken it if he's Dante Stallworth, but he doesn't have the ability.
And I'm not saying it happened as often as it's happening now with all of these weapons. But, I mean, I think of that Monday night game a few years back when Deion Branch came back from the injury, Andy. Remember when he was coming over the middle, catching passes, streaking all over the place, you know,
making the Chiefs look silly.
Yeah, I mean, that's I remember a lot of wide open guys. Now this is different because when you have not just Moss, but you have Moss, Welker, Stallworth, these guys are all, you know, Ben Watson is now, you know, a fourth option. He was the only guy that caught a pass on Sunday while covered.
Yeah.
Because that pass, that 28-yard pass down the seam,
that was a laser
beam. I got to say, Roy Williams had pretty decent coverage.
Yeah, that wasn't one of his bad plays.
And I agree with Tom that he's almost always out of position and missing tackles.
Nothing
you
could have done about
that
one.
But
that
was one play that, you know, the quarterback and the receiver were just too good on that play.
All right, now, Gary, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drives it for him, and the goal! 1-0 Reds!
times. What a huge tally for New England.
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch and buries it. 1-0 Revs. The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18, and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group, and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your ticks.
And get the Revolution.
The New England Revolution.
This is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriot specialty license plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots license plate today.
When you've got a lineman size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CMS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Yeah, let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Sally hit on the over this week, so he's got some big plans for the leg.
I'm going to take some of my winnings and buy you a nice gift certificate to a farm that'll help you grow some balls.
Patriots.com Radio.
All right, back here. And oh, Andy, why did you just spray this disgusting room freshener?
Disgusting room freshener.
Why did you do that?
I just wanted to see what happened if I...
It sprays out when you press the button.
Tom Casale had only a few requests.
All right. Web radio, Patriots.com. It's 1 o'clock. We won't start the picks right away, but Eric the Leg is down here.
Thank God.
Welcome,
Eric.
What's
going on at practice today?
It was the most absurd thing I've ever seen. They took us out to
I know from experience, dude.
They took us out to the bubble, which I didn't think was all that strange because they probably wanted to crank the heat up to prepare for, you know, being down
right.
in Miami.
Maybe some noise.
A plausible explanation.
Plausible explanation. We get there. They are dressed exactly as they were in the locker room. Which is to say, whatever they had on, they had on. There was no helmets, no pads of any kind.
Bill's taking the week off?
I didn't even see Bill there, to tell you the truth. They worked on the punt team.
Usually I don't really agree with the things you say, but I agree. That's very bizarre, and I don't
bizarre.
Get it.
Yeah, they worked on punt team the whole time we were there. The guys who weren't involved
in that
were just
from experience,
off
dude.
To the side, you know, some were tossing
so
the ball
Patriots
around. Really doing
but it was everyone was out there, though?
Everyone except, you know, the usual suspects, you know. Mel Mitchell, Sammy Morris, Eric Alexander, Ben Watson, the guys who were hurt the other day weren't there.
That's weird.
Both Jacksons, who were on the PUP,
were back there. So it's like a walkthrough on Wednesday.
Yeah. A day later, Eric brings us that information.
Yeah, it would have been nice if he brought that to us yesterday.
I'm just saying. They're always just saying.
Interesting. That's
but true. Anyway, so
well, when I just say it's the facts.
And then as we were leaving, the specialists were going out onto the field for whatever reason. Hmm. So that's, not like any practice I've seen here before.
Mailing it in.
Interesting.
Taking the week off.
So they were punting? They were like Chris Hansen was actually punting?
Yeah,
it wasn't
the whole
like punt returns. See, I really have no explanation whatsoever to why they're working on punting.
No. Punt.
Oh, I do. I stink at it.
maybe they're not going to have to do it.
Maybe Bill is just going to try to win this game just on special teams.
See, I was telling Andy jokingly before you yell at me that they're going to take it light this week. You know, try to keep the score down so they prove a point because no one asked any questions at the press conference.
I was going to say, everyone.
No one's saying anything about Miami, so he's going to prove a point to the media. Oh, went just like we thought, hard fought division game on the road, you know. 13-9, we had all we could handle with Miami, as usual.
Boy,
you know, in other words, stick
Paul,
that one in there.
Wait till tomorrow when he gets the Air Coryell questions.
And who's going to transcribe them? That's the big problem.
I don't know, but it'll be quick like today.
Do you know, the transcripts are already done today?
They're already done.
12:23 today they were sent out.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
wow.
Done.
Now,
excellent job, whoever that was.
It was short.
Well, in part, it was one page. You printed, it was 2 pages. That's as short as a midweek press conference as I can ever remember.
Still.
It would be 4 o'clock if it was under the old regime.
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You got to give Gary.
Speaking of that.
You got to give Gary props for that.
Speaking of press conference, TG from NJ says, man, those Belichick press conferences are like a congressional hearing. was Bill actually smiling yesterday? Who is this Michelle he was addressing at the end?
That's
the person you just heard her voice.
She is left. Yesterday was her last day.
She's left.
She's worked for the media relations department.
Ready?
For,
one, what, two, three, years?
She was
four,
in the media
five,
relations
six,
department.
Seven, eight,
I don't know about the work.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Four or five years.
She was on the Eric Scalavino schedule.
And she
most
did all
days.
The transcripts after the press conferences.
Well,
God bless you, Andy.
Yeah, in theory.
I know you guys really aren't worried about Miami, but in an effort to avoid Paul talking about Manny being Manny, are the Dolphins just 3 field goals away from being 3-3? On the 9th, it was Miami 13, Washington 16. Dallas beat them 37-20. The Jets beat them 31-28. Oakland beat them 35-17. Well, that's more than a field goal. Houston beat them by 3, 22-19. And Cleveland beat them by 10. I watched last week's game against the Browns. They aren't inept. I get this impression the Pats really aren't taking this one lightly despite the Dolphins' record. What is your impression on the team's attitude going into the game? Is Belichick just being Belichick?
They're taking it lightly.
Very loose locker room. I thought it was a semi-Friday-like locker room on Thursday.
I think that they had a chance to win the first game against Washington. That game was overtime, so obviously they had a chance. And I thought they had a chance to win the Houston game. They didn't have any chance to win the Jets game. They scored a touchdown in the last 10 seconds to make it 31-28 and then had an onside kick that they didn't recover. So I don't think they've been as competitive as you might think. They were competitive, Tom, help me out, for a half with Dallas?
Yeah, they actually led in the third quarter than Dallas.
So that was a competitive game that looked worse than it probably was at the end, but it's not a very good team.
I'll tell you what, though. I think their offense is better with Cleo Lemon than with Trent Green at quarterback.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to base that on other than one game against
the Dolphins. He loves
Cleo
Lemon.
Trent Green was awful. I don't know why the Dolphins wanted to get him in the first place.
Is this like your Roethlisberger? You don't like Trent Green?
Sounds like there's a little of that there. I mean, one game he played against Cleveland, they scored points. You know, so did everybody else that played Cleveland.
Should I put my trivia question out there in the last hour for our fans? Patriots-related Dolphins trivia question?
Patriots-related Dolphins trivia question.
What 2 players have returned kickoffs that are former Patriots for the Dolphins this year?
In other words, what 2 Dolphins who used to play here returned kicks for
Fred,
the
Miami? Fred,
if you get these,
we didn't get them in a million years. There were no way he'd ever get the one.
Yeah.
No
one
way.
Is sort of a trick question. One is legit. You should get one. One is a layup.
He ain't getting any.
He's not getting either. Our fans, I guarantee our fans get at least one.
I would get it if I thought about
and
it.
You know,
so think about it.
And I have to do the
Google
show.
It and get
I don't,
the other
I don't
one.
Have time
yeah, don't cheat.
Don't Google
don't
it.
Don't cheat. Just
I'm
go off
cheating.
The top.
I,
no, I'm talking
you,
to fans.
Computers.
Go off the top of your head and tell us what you think. Don't Google and go to the stats page, because that's just not fun. If you're going to do that, go screw yourself.
One's on the tip of my tongue, because they just got him this year, right? Yeah.
They just got both of them. Well, no, one of them.
No, one's been there a little bit.
The one you should know, they didn't just get this year.
Right.
Well, that's the one I'm thinking of, the guy that they just got this
year. It's not Ted Ginn Jr., the ninth pick in the draft. Because he never played for the Patriots.
TG says...
I'm saying you have no shot to get either one.
All right. TG says, if the Sox lose, will Paul rip Fred's head off during their next argument? That could possibly happen.
No, I think that's
that'll happen whether or not the Sox...
Yeah, these arguments are becoming more vicious, more frequent, more random about what you're arguing about.
Oh, yeah.
Fred, you know what they did today? You were telling me the stuff about China?
Yeah.
And then you left, and Andy comes over and goes, what are you guys arguing about now? It's right. Like the Andy Hart right. world, you know, right. the world according to the big head.
Right. He makes his reality the way he wants it to be.
Although sometimes you can see Fred gets bored upstairs.
Oh, absolutely.
And he starts strolling around. Oh, yes. I see it first.
Yeah.
My
arguments.
My cubicle's right outside his office, and then he'll look over at me, and he knows I don't want any part of him. I just don't care
just
what
like
he has to do.
I just like lobby grenades.
Oh, and he's very good at it.
And then he'll waltz into Paul's office. And before
and
a
know.
Word is even said, I know what's going to happen next. Because as soon as I see him sitting down, like I'll look over and out of the corner of my eye, I'll see him sitting in that chair. It's over.
And Tom, that's a very accurate portrayal of what happens. Because Fred puts that smirk on his face, and then he pulls the pin on the grenade. He comes in my office, and then he throws it under my desk and waits for something to happen.
And it'll just keep going through topics.
And most of the time, I come through.
It works. And it also ends the same way. When Fred decides it's over, he just walks out.
Oh, absolutely.
And he has that grin that he's got on his face right now.
That stupid little grin, and goes to his important meeting.
I don't know. Maybe like Jake Steele. We have fun. Chris from the Bronx, this is the guy who sent the food.
Thanks,
Thank
Chris.
Very
Thank
much.
You, Chris.
Thanks,
you
Chris.
Rule.
Says, I was wondering what you do with Washington, Gaffney, Chad Jackson, and Brown over the next 3 weeks. Don't predict what Bill Belichick would do. Just say what you'd want to happen.
I do the same thing they're doing now, not throwing to them.
What
I'll
do you
just
do
keep
with these guys?
Throwing to the guys who are open.
But do you activate them? Or?
I really don't care, to be
I'd
honest with you.
I'd activate Troy Brown.
I would activate Troy
I'd
Brown
cut.
And cut.
Whoever I need to.
Rashad Baker, or if Sammy Morris needs to go on IR.
Right.
That, I don't know. I would make
don't
a roster move
Gaffney.
There.
Gaffney,
I'll cut
funny.
Him.
I like him.
I
think if Chad Jackson has to come as well, then I would cut Gaffney.
Well, he doesn't have to.
No, I'm saying if you had to make two.
You're saying, no, but I'm saying, would you? Would you? What would you do with Chad
what
Jackson?
What would you need, though, to
if
see?
If I had, I
right now, you're making the decision.
I would put him on IR.
Me too.
You see, right now, as it is...
I got no use for him.
I'd want Gaffney on my roster than Chad Jackson. I just don't know what
too.
This guy
right.
can do.
I
right.
would, too.
So, plus, if you get an injury like week 14 and like Moss or Welker is going to be out for two
right.
weeks, you know Gaffney can kind of get in there
yeah.
and fill the role.
He's done it.
Yeah. If I agree with you, Fred. If I had to have one of those... I think Jackson's a better player skills-wise than Gaffney. But
oh, yeah.
if I had to have one guy on my roster right now...
He's better skills-wise. I'm not sure he's a better player.
As the fourth or fifth guy, I'd rather have Gaffney. If it was
right.
I needed a second receiver or a first receiver, you know, in an emergency, I would rather have Jackson.
Yeah, I'd rather have him on IR, and we'll see what he has next spring.
I agree with Andy.
Let's see. Chris also says, by the way, if you haven't watched Patriots Today, it's worth it just to see the Olsen twin get hit on by a grown-up Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh,
I don't know
the kid from
is.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Do you know the human head weight? How much is the human head weight?
So B-Lo is really hitting
creepy.
On this girl
really
on,
creepy, apparently.
On the show.
Apparently.
But you got to put a stop to this.
Well,
Christina shouldn't
Matt
have
Smith,
to.
It's not his department anymore.
Yeah. Christina
we've
shouldn't have to put
with
up
him.
With that.
Because
not
people are so. People are like starting threads. Andy showed me a thread someone started somewhere.
I did?
You told me. About it.
Pretty sure.
Oh, or Paul.
Bald McGillicuddy over there, Jim.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
I don't know, but you can throw McGillicuddy
See?
With anything.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Once again, the world according to the big head.
Oh, contraire, man, with no hair.
Well, whoever did.
Oh, contraire.
Well, no, Andy, you told me. I think Paul probably told you, and then you, but.
Yeah, it's usually how things work.
I actually
here
told both
fam.
Of you at the same time on the bus going to the game Sunday. That's
oh,
okay.
Yeah,
that's...
And I didn't hear, and I said, what did he say? That's what it was. That's why I thought it was Andy.
He's been a little creepy, apparently. I don't want. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I watch it every day.
And he's not creepy.
He's just sitting there talking to her. I don't.
He's not flirting in any way.
I don't see where the chemistry comes.
He's not
in.
Getting caught staring at her boobs like
no.
that one time with Lori and me and that.
Oh yeah,
remember when
that's
you used
right.
to have to do
yeah.
that.
No.
Hey, it is what it is. I'm like B-Lo. I'll admit it. I like
her
boobs.
Now you see her boobs all the time, so it doesn't matter.
They're old hat.
Andy Hart, I like those.
Speaking of Lori, Chelsea writes in. She's insulted, she says. Cali girl?
Cali
girl.
Oh,
that's my girlfriend.
Oh, she says she's living in L.A. right
Tom
now.
Squeeze.
Loves it out there, but definitely misses Mass. She's from Worcester. Whole family is there. So she's displaced. She tries to mix it up, but since she's a girl, a lot of people are surprised. When I know the stats of the players and even a little history, I'm still learning things about the game and its history as I really got into football when I was in high school and went to the games, so they were exciting. Now I can't get enough of the sport. Have a good day. Let the guys know. I will listen religiously on the podcast and maybe have enough courage to call in one day and say hi.
Nice.
And P.S., I bet my blueberry muffins are better than Lori's.
Yes.
Your muffins.
Wow. I bet that, too.
Your muffins.
Hey, who are you now?
If you're ever home for a visit, let me know.
You eat your muffins. They're moist.
If you want to have the best 28 seconds of your life, Tom Casale's your guy.
Ron, I'll take the under.
Another marathon man over there. Fred Kirsch and Caligal have a lot in common. They're just learning the game.
Still a lot of things he doesn't understand. It's true.
Ron Raymond writes in, Paul, I'm very curious as to what you're writing a book about. I doubt there's a market for a book called The Fools That I've Worked With.
Hey.
Hey, I like that.
I would buy that book. It sounds pretty interesting.
That's because you know you'd be in it.
Well, I'm saying it would be a good book.
Chapters
with the fools part.
2 through 7.
Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly.
All right, let's do a quick over and under, then we'll get to the picks, and if we have time, we'll get to the rest of the emails. Ken in Huntington Beach, California.
Right on target there.
Over under, the Patriots win at least 17 games, including playoffs this year.
Over.
Tom Brady throws 45 touchdown passes.
Over.
What's the record, 49?
49. Yeah. He's on pace for 56.
Yeah, he's going 50. I'll say, I still think he's going to fall 2 or 3 short, so I'll say over.
69.
Tom Brady finishes the season with a 70% completion percentage.
Under.
Lawrence Maroney sits out 5 games for injuries. He's already
under.
Got
over.
3.
Yeah.
Over.
Gary's taking the over. Oh, wait, is that all year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the over. I thought you meant right now.
Oh, you mean 5? Right, you got 5 more?
2 more.
Oh. Yeah, make that's it a what 5. I think. That's what I think he means.
Yes, all year. Two more.
All year or in this stretch? He's already missed 3 right now.
All year.
Oh, then I'll take the over.
Yeah.
The Patriots win 12 games by more than 20 points. They've won 6.
No, under. No, they haven't. They've won 5 by more
right.
than 20.
One was 17.
One was 17.
Well,
17.
Under. Yeah. Under.
I'll take the under.
The defense averages less than 15 points allowed a game.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over.
The Colts will bump that up.
All right. Let's get to the picks now, as we do every Thursday. We go around the NFL and we do our picks 2 ways. And Paul, why don't you fill us in on how we did last week?
All right, tough week again. The boys taking a beating. Fred and Paul 8-5. Oof. Eric and Andy 7-6. Tom 6-7.
You won't hear me picking the Falcons again. I can tell you that. It's terrible.
With the number, a little bit better. Paul and Fred 7-4-2. Which is does decent numbers
we
with the number, I think.
Two?
Yeah. Andy is next at 5-6-2, and then Tom and Eric at 4-7-2.
Damn. You caught me, Fred.
So the season stats here, Fred Kirsch, our illustrious leader, despite the fact that he gave us a game last week.
That's right.
By throwing one away, is the leader.
That's right, he said.
Picking winners.
It is right.
Fred is 58-31. Tom and I are 56-33. Eric is 55-34. Andy is 51-38.
Miserable. Miserable.
With the number.
I don't care.
Tom Casale continues to lead the way with the number 41-42-6. Eric at 40-43-6. Jake Steele, 39-44-6.
I thought it was a 3-game lead last week, and he beat him by 3.
No.
With the number?
No.
It was a blowout. He had him by like 9.
Yeah.
No, he had it by number? 6, and
Tom
now it's
doesn't
3.
Even buy that.
What are you talking about?
You thought it was tied,
you're
too.
Making me
he
laugh
had a 5,
he
had a 5-game lead going into last week. Fred was 32-40, and Tom was 37-35.
I'd ask for an Al Gore recount.
Oh, go right ahead and do it.
No, not me. I said ask for one.
I will continue to say anybody that wants to do this every week can.
Paul, you're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much. Fred is 39, 44, and 6. Andy is, oh, no, I passed Andy. 37, 46, and 6.
Convenient
then Andy,
math.
35, 48,
are you
and
taking
6.
The year off? What's the matter with you?
Evidently,
awful.
Evidently, Fred, if you're in last place, you just automatically assume the guy that's keeping track of the records is cheating.
Can right. I tell you what's the matter
with
me?
Or you don't care.
I have seen probably a combined half hour of highlights all year from other games.
And I just sit glued to the TV.
I guarantee you've watched more games than I have.
Then the next time you say, you haven't even seen a game.
I have no idea what's going on.
If that had absolutely anything to do with picking winners, then Tom would have a 28-game lead off of the field.
No, he's just an idiot. He watches all that stuff but doesn't put
it
to good use.
But it doesn't have anything to do with it.
See, I
mean, the Falcons are playing
the Saints. I couldn't tell you what goes on with other
teams. Who do you like?
We have a penny in our newspaper that goes 50% every year. I mean,
it's because it's a penny. It's always going to be 50%.
No.
Yes, it is. In the long run, it's always going to be 50%.
The penny generally finishes below 5.
Now, I'll give you this,
but in
Andy,
the long run, I guarantee if you add it up over history, it's very close to 50% because that's how it works.
I'll give you this. Picking with the spread, yeah, maybe if you don't watch anything.
See, I think picking both.
But just picking who you think's going to win?
Yeah, you don't really.
I have no idea who's playing well, who's not playing well.
Well, the thing that disturbs
don't you work for an NFL football team?
Yeah, no. And I happen to have to watch this team every single day.
So
we're sitting there on the computer during the game.
In his defense,
I don't
defense.
Do that like you guys do.
He is 6-0 picking the team that he covers.
Thank you. Well said, Paul.
Hey, you can't say that. No, I'm not.
You can't say
I'm
that.
I'm 5-1.
Ivan Popoff over there.
You're not.
I'm 5-1 picking this team, and you're 5. I pick
I'm always
San Diego.
On the Patriots game. I don't watch the other games like you guys do.
Well, you just
I've never gotten into that like you guys do. Watching a game on the
anything?
Computer. I'm at an
I'm
NFL game.
This right
I haven't
now,
gotten into it like you. You mean following the NFL?
Right.
You haven't gotten into
what
that?
The hell no. Are you talking about?
See, Fred, when I'm at a Patriots game, covering a Patriots game, I watch the Patriots
I think
game.
You need to go back to teaching
I don't
you
don't watch.
Shut
Andy, they go to timeouts,
you
know.
What are you talking about?
I don't get into the games like you two. I've never understood that.
Well, I'm excited
you
about
never understood following the league?
I was.
Kidding. During a break or something. That's all
trying
we're
trying to evaluate the other teams in the league?
I find trying to follow a game through statistics and watching that little stupid football advance a half a red dot.
I don't watch the football. I have the football.
Right.
I have the scores page open.
The
I never do.
Titan Rehoboth.
But that's fine.
You don't care if the Colts lose to the Titans? You got
and
no
I see later the Colts lose to the Titans.
Do you watch Monday Night Football?
I don't watch the little back and forth. No. I'm asleep by the time it starts.
Well, I don't watch Monday Night Football.
The guy from the Philippines.
Yeah, I think so.
But wait a minute. Are you? It seems to me that
he does have to pick first every week. He doesn't have Tom's analysis by the time it comes around
true.
To Eric and Paul.
Yeah, like Fred.
Because there's no time.
Picks
actually,
on Tuesday. He goes, I got a feeling. By Friday, he's stolen enough from the rest of us
but
to actually put together an argument.
It seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you're kind of taking some shots at Tom and I for actually caring about the other scores
I've
during
never,
the course of a game.
Yeah, I don't follow the scores during the game.
But that's fine. You don't have to. But you're just somehow suggesting that
because you guys follow it to
attention.
A play.
So what? Like,
what? You guys go, missing... oh, my God, they got the ball in the 30 going in. How the heck did that happen? I'll have to check the replay on that.
I got to be honest with you. The only time I ever cared to that extent is when it's the game that I'm picking for knockout.
And I'm watching my fantasy team.
I
got to be honest with you. I care more about the knockout pool than I do anything else that's going on a Sunday.
That's fine.
I don't understand why you're making fun of us.
He's making excuses for his poor performance.
Not making
what
fun of anybody.
I'm not making
just
fun
making
of...
an observation. You guys get into watching and following other
I do.
Games. I don't.
There's
I like
definitely
to
a condescension
games.
in
no,
that.
There
I
isn't.
Don't follow these things like you do. That's
he's
what you said.
He's better than
I actually
right.
thought
better
it was the facts.
Do you see that?
No doubt about it.
I didn't know the facts were condescending.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with not following the scores during the course of the game. I would never sit there and say,
okay.
Andy doesn't even follow the scores during Sunday.
I know one thing. I can't wait to read that Redskins preview. He doesn't even know his own team, according to him.
Well, that's why I actually do a little research and read the local papers
and
read the notebooks.
Here's where I'll jump ship and I'll go to Andy.
I let the people that, you know, watch those games tell me what's going on there, and I follow the team.
And so do I, but it doesn't hurt to know who's on it.
I know who's on the team.
Not according to you. You don't follow any
but I don't
teams.
Know who's playing well. I couldn't tell you that the Seahawks over the last 2 weeks have forced 6 turnovers. You know what? That defense, I don't know.
But you think
I
that I
them.
Could tell you that based on the fact that I have the score up on Sunday?
I have
I'm
no idea. I assumed you picked up some stuff from that.
Nothing.
I
picked up the score.
I mean, you spend more time doing that than watching the Patriots.
To make our point, Andy.
That's what I'm getting at, and that's what your point was.
Andy, to make our point, I picked up
things. Don't tell me there wasn't any condescension.
There wasn't. Now there is because I know it's an issue with you.
Because other than
once I know there's a scab there, I pick it.
Other than as a point of fact. There is nothing relevant whatsoever over the fact that I have
NFL.com
open while the Patriots game is
on. I think there is because you follow him and I don't.
But I'm watching the Patriots game. I'm not following the games. I just have to see.
But you're getting an idea of what that team
Tennessee's
is doing.
Tennessee's up 7-0. That's all.
But you follow it closely enough till you get like a trend of how they're playing.
No, I don't. First of all, I told you the only game that I care about is the game I picked for knockout.
And
I have the score page open. Do you have anything open when you watch the Patriots game?
I have the same thing you have.
And you don't get anything from watching
the
score.
And I'm writing while I'm doing it. But listen, I can't believe.
Brady, touchdown. Patriots win.
I can't believe, working for an NFL team, you find it that difficult to follow what the other NFL teams are doing.
I do.
And figure out who's playing well and who's not playing well.
I actually do.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I do find it difficult.
Why? I find difficult
because we
is...
get home at 6 in the morning. I try to sleep till noon.
All week to
I get up,
out.
I feed Jackson, yeah, and then I go to a radio show. I find it very difficult, actually.
And I find it, now, in defense of Andy, during the course of the week, I watch far less of that stuff. Like Tom, every week, is coming in saying, "Did you see such or whatever?"
I never
and
see
almost,
those shows.
Almost never have I been even aware of what he's talking about because I just don't have the time to watch that stuff during the course of the week. You got to catch up on the other stuff that you have to do. But I don't understand. The only thing I don't get is the score. I mean, I don't really get the whole thing. The whole point you're trying to make with the scores, really understand.
I just find it fascinating. You don't care what's going around the league.
I didn't say I don't care. I just don't have the time.
How
on
can Sunday?
You not have the time during the game, during a break. That's when. That's
I just
the only
don't feel like I
it.
Get enough though out of that. I don't
Half
enjoy
the tough,
it.
You see,
get enough of watching the score. Oh my God!
All
hey,
I
the,
see is
hey,
the final score.
The Vikings are beating the Cowboys 21-0.
You know what the highlights that I end up seeing is watching the TV. That's usually
I
above
see those
us
sometimes.
And they have
got the
breakings.
Scores right on there.
That's I see those sometimes.
That's generally the extent
the
of the highlights that I'll see during the whole course of the week.
What are you arguing? You butt out of this.
You wouldn't be interested though if you looked.
You didn't
up
know Lawrence Maroney talked in the locker room today, so your observational skills are out the window.
By the way, Jack, I talked to Lawrence one-on-one yesterday, so I had no need to talk to him today.
You
so you didn't want to observe
yes.
what he
wow,
may have
great.
Been saying today. No, okay, I had other good. Things that I wanted to do.
What now? What when?
Now, what were those?
Reading the result of that one-on-one talk. Will that be in the next issue of PFW?
Let me ask you this.
As long as we brought this up,
certainly not on the update.
I'm talking about news, not whether his new money Hummer is a nice car.
Yeah, during your one-on-one talk yesterday, did you happen to ask him about his reputation of being a frail player?
Why would I do that?
Because that was a big part of the talk today.
Why would I do that in that interview?
Well, I don't know, but you're saying that you talked to him yesterday, and I'm guessing that you talked to him about something you're working on with a feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Today was very, very much news related that he was talking about.
Well,
and we didn't have it.
There are three of you guys standing around, too.
Well, that's why I went over and got in there. So we'll get it in the paper, but we won't have it for the
yeah,
web.
Yeah, but we're not doing the update right now. When you have to do the update, then it's different.
Wow.
Sounds everybody like... forgets it. Andy doesn't know the NFL anymore.
Oh, no, we didn't forget that.
Until Eric threw me under the bus.
When did I throw you under the bus?
So there's three other guys there, too. Doing
we're
going to
make picks?
Yeah, we're going to make
or
picks.
Or are you just sitting back enjoying this little fight fest?
I'm waiting for Eric to call Andy Jack again. I like that.
Well, if he was a man, he might have added ass on the end.
I just don't get if you look up and the Vikings are up 21-0 on the Cowboys.
That enormous head of his
you don't
there.
Think that's
are we going to start the games?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Just don't make you
sure
read the
Paul,
game?
No, Paul does.
Evidently, Paul, French washed his hands of the whole
thing. On Sunday, if some Sunday somewhere, if the Chiefs are beating the Colts 35-0, don't make sure not to tell Andy. He's not interested in that.
Well, no, that's how I'll find out. I'll hear people say, "Did you see the Chiefs beating the Colts?"
Right, it seems like everybody else can follow this. Why can't you?
We can only tell them the week before they're playing the Colts. All right.
Shut up.
We'll go with the first game. Arizona.
We'll go with the first game. I like that.
Apparently,
Paul.
It's a very small brain inside that big noggin.
Ah, shut up, you two. you got the fat man so he can't even read.
Speaking
fat
of that,
cheeks are covering his
that,
eyes.
Charlie Weiss is on TV.
Here's where you can really tell when he really gets mad when he just starts lashing
right,
out
right.
with the insults.
You're fat, you're bald,
one after another.
You're stupid.
You're fat, shut up, you're
old.
Stupid. Get the f*** off the field! All right, Arizona is at Washington, young Andy.
Arizona is...
Washington favored 8.5.
I'll take Washington to win that game because who's playing quarterback for the Cardinals? Tim Rattay?
I don't know.
Tim Rattay is starting.
Yeah, I'll take Greg Williams and his fist pumping and his safeties and all that to eat up Tim Rattay.
I can't believe you knew Tim Rattay was starting.
How did you know there were injuries?
Because I saw that gross. Remember, I went on a rant that I think Kurt Warner is a
his
left
that?
Elbow.
How did you
just
see
say
it?
You said you saw a gross member?
How did you see it?
You I'm pretty sure I didn't things. Say a gross member. Gary, can we play that
what
back?
It sound like?
I saw that highlight. That one was everywhere.
Yeah, I'll take the Redskins. Too much defense. Tim Rattay hasn't been there long enough to really learn the system. The Redskins don't score a lot. That
didn't
concerns me. But Vinny, he knows every system.
He's been in every system.
I'll take the Redskins laying the points.
By the way, Andy knew that because Pete Shepard reported that Mike Ratay was now the quarterback.
That's correct.
He
former host of Patriots Football Weekly television.
That man's got a good
Go ahead, Jack.
What, now you're stealing my lines? Hi-ho?
Yeah, I just like
good
that
news out of Orlando,
Jack.
Florida. Dale Earnhardt
better than what we usually call you.
Hey, you stole hi-ho, so.
I know.
Well, that was intentional.
I got it.
I got it.
Yeah, ugly game, but Redskins both ways. You can't win with Tim Ratay.
Yeah, I guess I'll lay the points, too. I initially didn't like the number here, but you guys have convinced me with Tim Ratay, they're probably not going to be able to.
A backup quarterback, first game starting against a defense that likes to be a bully and be aggressive, that spells bad news to me.
Yeah, I'll take Washington, and I'll lay the number.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington, but I'll take Arizona to cover. I think Arizona's convinced themselves that they're a better team this year, and that translates to better defense. So I think they keep it a low-scoring game, and they cover.
So if you're a better team, that means you have better defense?
I think when you start getting confidence, it helps your defense.
Okay. The next game is...
Has Testaverde throw for 250 against them?
Byron Leftwich.
He just keeps looking down.
He has to keep cutting those game pieces out. The Atlanta Falcons will go to New Orleans with Byron Leftwich as the quarterback replacing Joey Harrington.
New Orleans.
New Orleans by 9.
New Orleans, both ways. I don't like the Falcons, and I don't like Byron Leftwich anymore.
Yeah, I agree with everything Andy said, but I got to take the points here because this is a huge gambling trend. The Falcons are 20-4 against the spread lifetime in New Orleans, and I'm just
see now that's the kind of stuff that Andy and I don't have time to know.
Right,
but it's just a little quirk in the. But so I'll take the Saints to win, but the Falcons to keep it close, even though they are a terrible, terrible football team.
I will say that I saw an interesting thing that. Remember when we talked to Jeremy Green and he said he thinks the Saints were a one-year wonder, they stink, that the early season is what they're going to be?
Yeah.
I read a story with one of those, like, couple of unsighted scouts or whatever, anonymous scouts, saying that they think the opposite, that they're going to turn it around, and by the end of the year they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFC. So,
oh, really?
This could be one of those if they struggle with the Falcons, then they just stink.
Right.
If they blow the Falcons out, then maybe it's like the Chargers, you say they've turned it around. We'll see. Go ahead, Jack.
I like the... Saints both ways here. The Falcons are just too awful a team. Even worse now with Leftwich up there.
I'm going to go with Andy's San Diego theory with New Orleans. I'm going to say that this is a week that they have to not only win, but get the ball rolling and win impressively and turn the season around. I'll take New Orleans both sides.
I'm kind of with Tom. I'm very close to actually picking the Falcons to win this game because when you're a bad team and having trouble, the best thing to do, you get that quarterback change and you're on the road, you're away from your home team booing you and all that. So, you know, maybe they could pull off an upset, but I'll say that they'll cover and the Saints squeak it out.
You know who's the worst player in the NFL is your buddy, Lawyer Malloy. He's the worst player in the NFL
been
right
way
now,
for
I
a
think.
While.
I can't, he's just
since
awful.
Since he left the Patriots.
Hey, Lawyer. The next game is
Hi,
the
lawyer.
Baltimore Ravens travel to
hey,
Buffalo.
That's very poor to me.
The road favorite, Ravens, by 3.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the Ravens to win. I'll let Ralph Wilson figure out who's starting at quarterback this week for the Bills. You know, they'll come into his office and plead their case, and he'll make a team-changing decision, which is great for a 70-year-old man who doesn't understand anything.
I'm going to pull an Andy here. I'm going to take the Ravens to win and the Bills to cover because I can't pick this game. I just don't think the Ravens are playing very well. Even look at that game last week, that game should have been 55-0. They destroyed the Rams. They got turnovers, and they just keep settling for field goals. They're the same thing against San Francisco. McGahee can't run the football. I don't like where the Ravens team is heading, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's an upset. I just don't got the guts to pick it.
Before Eric goes, Clint says, Andy, since when is being an idiot a good thing? I have a regular job and have time to watch the Pats on Sundays once during the week, as well as many other games. If idiot Andy wants us fans to pick his games, I would love to help him out. He's making excuses. That's it. I bet money he knows the records of a lot of the teams just through osmosis of being around you guys and watching games. He's making excuses for making bad picks, nothing more.
Agreed. Oh,
that's true. But I also haven't seen a combined total of highlights this year lasting more than a half
hour.
Yeah,
and, you know, the only thing that I'd say about that, I do, obviously you're making excuses.
Obviously.
Because
that's what I do.
That's what you do. But
I'd be bragging if I was up 10 games.
We can't watch games because we're either traveling or working.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only watch the Patriots game on Sunday. We can't watch, you know, the 4 o'clock game after the Patriots are over and all
and
that
Paul,
stuff.
Or
the Red
a
Sox.
Good,
or the
good
Red
point
Sox if
is,
they happen to pull a miracle and have a game set.
You know, I follow the Cowboys, and my cousin-in-law called me the other night,
And I had asked him, I said, why were they playing the corners so far off against the Patriots? And he said, they've been doing that every game this year. And I simply hadn't seen enough of them to know that they did. They played that. He said that's how they play the defense. Wade Phillips has the corners. And then I said, you know what? They did that in San Diego last year. Remember, we were saying, why aren't they up on those receivers? Because they're not very good. So that's what Wade Phillips does. But I hadn't seen enough of the right. of the games to know that aspect where he sits there and watches every. We just can't do that because we're, like you said, we're either traveling or we're watching the Patriots. But in our in Paul and I's defense, the Patriots game's usually over with a. Right. 11 minutes to go in the first quarter, so we get bored. We go elsewhere.
So you guys get engulfed in those little digital footballs flying across.
Only on the game that I have for knockout. And I certainly don't put the digital.
All Fred does
the little digital
sit over
football.
There in this show and just like throw his hands up and roll shrugs. His eyes, no matter who's talking.
Eric,
all right,
Jack.
The number you had was
three.
Three?
Baltimore by three.
Baltimore, they'll double that, and they'll win 6-0.
Okay.
You don't get that kind of insight just anywhere.
And all these games are awful. There's so many awful teams in the NFL.
You're right.
That I agree
that.
With.
There's 28
bad,
in my opinion.
It's really
28 bad.
Bad
teams. I'm going to take Baltimore here, too.
You giving the Cowboys the fourth slot?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Sorry. Not after this week, baby.
I certainly don't have Pittsburgh in the upper echelon. That you
They're
do.
Not in the top four?
I think they are.
Wow. Sean Salisbury thinks so.
San Diego played them tomorrow. They'd beat them by three times.
Yeah, see, right this second, you'd probably have to say, well, but
right.
as Paul, maybe in 3 weeks, San Diego's way better than Pittsburgh.
Yep, could be.
That's why I said at the time and will continue to say that that Patriots win was impressive. Just because San Diego wasn't playing well, I think that's a good team
and
that they beat that
I
day.
Think the Cowboys are going to go down the tubes, but when they played the Cowboys, that's an impressive
He's
win.
He's such an alarmist. I think the Cowboys
no,
are going
no,
down the
to
tubes.
To be fair, I've been saying that all year. That
yes,
they would
about
start
the Cowboys.
Off, yeah, start off strong and then kind of fade because of Wade Phillips. That's what I think is going to happen, yeah. like they did with Pete Carroll here.
I got Baltimore both sides, Freddie.
Me too. I think Baltimore is one of those teams right now that – should or believes that they have a chip on their shoulder because they're not getting any respect.
Well, I think they
well,
stink.
If they play
well,
they'll
get no
respect.
Well, I think the way Tom
to come on.
The way Tom described him is exactly right. They played they've played awful football and they've won games because they've played awful teams.
Okay. I'm going to take Baltimore
not,
both
9-7 over an Alex Smith-less San Francisco team is just pathetic.
All
it's
right.
A it's a bad team.
Next.
Well, this is Tom's baby right here. Minnesota Vikings at Dallas.
Give
9.5.
Give me the hook. Oh, come on. Give me the hook. Can I buy a half point? Make it 10?
9.5.
I got 10 in most places.
I'll
leave that lie.
I'm glad that he retired, by
Despite
the way.
Despite Tom's spirited idiocy, I'm going with the Cowboys because I have no confidence in my Tavares Jackson boy. His career's over before it started. I thought he'd be good after a couple years on the bench. I think DeMarcus Ware in that defense, I think you're going to see me looking at that defense the way I saw him against the Bills, swarming, flying around. I don't think they'll give up the big play to Peterson. I mean, you can't imagine he's going to have like two great weeks in a row. And I think they win only when he has great weeks like that. And I think the Cowboys bounce back and put up some big points.
Okay, I like the Vikings in this game, but I have reasoning for it.
You're picking them outright to win?
Yes. I've been all over the Cowboys stuff. I haven't even heard the words Minnesota Vikings mentioned yet this week. They're still talking about the freaking Patriots. The other thing, after the Vikings, they have a bye week at the Giants, at the Eagles, then the Redskins. This is the perfect opponent to have a letdown because they're not a division. See, if this was the Redskins, I would kind of be off it a little bit, but laying 10 points to a team.
9.5.
9.5 or whatever if you don't buy the half point. But the Cowboys start off slow. And I think the Minnesota's
just an aberration, Tom.
I think the Minnesota's one of those teams can bog it down. And then in the second quarter, you look up and it's like 6-3, and you're like, God, I'm kind of in a fight here. So I think Minnesota keeps this game close. I'm taking them to win. The Cowboys might pull it out 20-17, but close game.
Where's the game, Paul?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah. The Cowboys are the best of the second tier teams in the NFL, and Minnesota's not even close. So I'll go with the Cowboys both ways.
Yeah, I understand Tom's concerns, but I just think the strength of the Vikings is Adrian Peterson and Chester Taylor in the running game, and I don't see teams putting up big yards against them on the ground. So I don't know how they score points unless they pull a Monday night game against Buffalo with Romo throwing all those picks. I'm going to take Dallas to cover.
I'll take Dallas, but they don't cover.
Good move, Fred. That's
okay.
My NFL game of the year, by the way. Minnesota
1-800 tout Casale.
By the half point. They don't let you do it around here.
Well, I didn't say that I wouldn't let you do it.
How do you buy a half point? How does that work?
$100.
You just have to lay more money. Like instead of 110, if it was 9.5, you'd have to lay 120. So it's an extra $10 on.
I'll let you do it. Give me the money. Where's the money? Get my money.
$10.
Where's my money? Get you my money.
You're gonna put $10 into this stupid thing.
San Francisco travels to the Meadowlands.
Oh,
to
poor
face
San Francisco.
The New York Giants.
They were my pick this year.
But you're happy.
But you're happy about it.
Because it's the
Patriots.
Pats pick.
That's the Pats pick. It's gonna be a top 10 pick.
I know.
It's going to turn into a young, fast linebacker.
Giants by nine. A lot of big spreads this week. I'm thinking about knockout right here, Tom. What do you think?
San Francisco.
Yeah, I like the way the Giants are playing.
Giants
are going to be 6-2 with the break.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the Giants, but I'll take the points. I think the Giants are the better team. They're clearly playing better football right now after the slow start, but that's kind of a big number for me, and I don't really trust them.
Yeah, well, one thing you can't call me a homer because I really think the Cowboys might finish in third in the NFC East. I love the way the Giants are playing, and I hate the Giants. They look, the first 2 weeks, it was like, where's this new defense? Looks terrible. Then all of a sudden, this blitzing started, and all this, it all came together. Ross from Texas is playing good football.
Antonio Pierce is apparently the best linebacker in football, according to Adam Schein. What's his name?
Adam Schein.
And, I mean, Tom Coughlin made some changes there. They just, to me, they look like they're clicking. So I'm going to lay the nine with them. They're playing good football.
I hope they continue to win so they can't fire Coughlin.
Giants are a strange team to me. I still don't feel like they've clicked, unlike what Tom just said. So I'm going to pick them to win, though, because they're at home. But I'm going to take San Fran with the number.
Yeah, I agree with Tom. I think that they've taken advantage of the schedule as well, but they've really started to play well, and they've put something together. I think they have another soft game. I want to say Miami, maybe next week.
Yeah, it's London.
Is that the game coming up? Okay, yeah. So I think they have a really good chance to be 6-2, and after that disastrous 0-2 start where they looked like they wouldn't be able to stop anybody, to be 6-2 at that point would be quite an accomplishment. I think they're playing good football, and they're also benefiting from a really soft schedule.
I'm going to go with the Giants. Their defense really is coming on, getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Eli Manning, you know, who knows?
Played very well.
Yeah, and you know the thing about the Giants is they're kind of like BC, how you guys always said you're waiting for them to lose. That's why I picked the Falcons last week, because that's a classic Giants loss right there. It's going on the road Monday night against a team you should beat. They go down early, but they came back and they took care of business, so that kind of impressed me a little bit.
All right, next up is Tampa Bay at Detroit. Interesting matchup here.
Two teams
that have played reasonably well that may be surprising. 2.5 points, the Lions favored by 2.5.
I'll take the Lions.
Not Tampa Bay to cover?
No.
Oh.
I take the Lions because I like
the
Lions.
That's a shot at me.
Didn't the Lions get blown out a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
The Lions got blown out by Philadelphia several weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah, I'll take the Lions just purely. This was one I don't like either team, don't trust either team. I think either team could win, and I'll go with the team I root for.
I don't have a clue who's going to win this game. I'll just take the Lions because they're at home.
I got the Lions both ways, too. I'm still not sold on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think Andy's point, rather, was right. I think that I have no idea about either one of these teams. They continue to win games. I don't think either one is that good. I'll take the home team, but I'm not really sure how good the Lions are yet. And Tampa Bay, across the board, you look at all the stats, it makes no sense that Tampa Bay is 4-2. They have not played anywhere near that level. The defense has played reasonably well, but I'm not a believer in the Bucs. I'll take the Lions.
I'm going to take the Lions, too.
All right.
Oh, yeah, they got blown out by Washington. That's where I saw that when I was looking
at the stuff. That's right.
They've been blown out two games in a row.
Yeah, two out of the last three they've been blown out. They fought tough with Chicago.
And they were lucky to win the Chicago game when they scored 34 points in the fourth quarter. Because Brian Greasy stinks.
Why are you spraying that?
Spraying what?
That orange stuff. Why is it not okay for me to spray?
I didn't spray anything.
Clean Linen Air Sensations.
I didn't do anything.
Is this the man?
All right, next up, Tennessee Titans, with or without Vince Young. Evidently he's going to play, but not sure how well. At Houston.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's a big game.
He is going to play?
1.5.
Big game.
I don't know. What are you hearing?
I just told you, I don't know anything about
it's
the goddamn
league. It's in
Houston.
League. He's playing.
What do you think, Tom?
Oh, it's in Houston.
He's playing. He'll be there.
I'll take
Houston
Reed to win.
Type of performance.
I'll take Houston to win. Vince's going to be too banged up. That Madden thing, it got the quad this week. It's going to move around his body week to week and just banged up.
I think Vince Young's just one of those guys that can hurt all week, and then on Sunday he just turns it on. I think the legend grows here. He leads the team to a win. And one other thing about when we keep getting these emails that the Colts don't play anybody, the division's pretty good now with Houston coming up. Houston, you got Tennessee and Jacksonville, so that's a pretty good division. But
Certainly better than this division.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my Titans here.
I've been burned a few times this year by both of these teams, but I'm going to go with the home team both ways. That'd be the Texans, Paul.
No.
Right?
Okay. I like the Titans. I think that they're just a better team, and 1.5 obviously is irrelevant, so it's not like you're laying any points here. I agree with Tom. I think Vince Young rises to the occasion and does some special stuff like he did last year in Houston, just to remind the Texans fans of what they could have slash should have had.
I'm going to go with Houston in this game. I think this is a huge game for both teams. Home team pulls it out. I don't think Young's 100%. So go with the Texans.
All right, one of Fred's favorite kind of games, AFC West battle, old AFL rivals. Kansas City will travel to Oakland in a game that no one cares about anywhere other than the Kirsch household.
And the Priest Holmes household if he plays.
2.5, Oakland by 2.5. When was the last time Oakland was favored?
Jeez.
When was the last time I was tempted to take a Lane Kiffin coach team? This week, I'll take the Oakland Raiders. Why not? They're playing the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs stink. They'll stop the run. That's all they got to do. They win.
You know, I took the Raiders in the paper, Paul. And I was going to take them again, but behind us, they got the San Diego-Oakland game on, and I'm watching some of Dante Culpepper play, and I cannot,
he stinks,
in good faith, just take what I'm seeing back there, and somehow, some way, Herm Edwards find a way to sneak in the playoffs. I'll take the Chiefs.
What do you got for a number, Paul?
2.5.
Oh.
Yeah, take the points, but maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to win both ways. All Raiders are just, they played well a couple of weeks ago, but
you took KC?
Right.
Yeah.
Culpepper's awful.
Yeah, I'll take Oakland. I think they win this game easy. I think Kansas City stinks. I think Oakland stinks too, but I think they stink less and they're at home, so I'll take
that's
the Raiders.
Stinky.
I'm going to go with the Raiders as well, man. Kansas City just, they're just
down
god
awful. Culpepper.
Ty Law should have stayed a Patriot.
Didn't they just blow out the Bengals, Fred?
Does Janikowski miss like a 4-yard field goal at the end of this half, by the way? Just looking at the NFL replay on NFL Network. You're taking the Raiders, Fred, you say?
Yep.
Tyler Ross should have stayed a Patriots.
I don't know. He's talking like the Chiefs just lost 50-0.
Right.
They just waxed Cincinnati last week.
He doesn't care.
What do we
go
got?
Ahead.
He really
he's drawn.
Doesn't.
The Jets.
Really doesn't care.
He doesn't. The Jets are at Cincinnati where the Bengals are giving 6.
6?
Wow. I'll take the Bengals to win and cover. I don't know. When they score, they should score in bunches, so let's just hope this is a week they score in bunches. I don't feel confident about this pick, but I don't think either team is very good. Both teams supposedly going in the right direction over the last year plus 2 years. It's starting to look like both teams might not be going in the right direction, and maybe they'll be coaches on the hot seat in both cities in the next near future.
Yeah. I think there's a chance that the Bengals don't win another game all year. I'm going to take them this week and give them one more shot. I'm going to take the Jets with the points, but I'm wondering if, because I heard that Marvin Lewis yelling and screaming, and that team didn't respond at all. They got killed in Kansas City. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're done, but I'm going to give them one more week at home.
Yeah, this is another one of these great NFL matchups. God, I'll take the Bengals to win, but Jets with the points. Number, excuse me.
Yes, I'm going to do that as well. I think Cincinnati is going nowhere fast, and I can't lay 6 points with them the way they're playing. I'll take the points. I think Cincinnati will win the game, but I think it'll be an ugly one.
I'm going to take the Jets to win this game. Brian Daboll secretly taking over the play calling for the Jets. Mangini hasn't announced that, but
your sources, that's what they tell you?
What do you mean by secretly?
Well, you know.
Does Schottenheimer know it?
I was going to say, Fred knows, but it's a secret.
Yeah.
No, Schottenheimer and Daboll are having some problems.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll move along to another NFC game. The Chicago Bears struggling, stumbling. Doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. Struggling. They travel to Philadelphia to play the pathetic Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles by 5.
I'll take the Eagles to win. Both 2 fallen franchises. Is there any worse curse in football than losing in the Super Bowl?
No, it's terrible.
I love the Bears in this game. If I was gambling, I'd be all over them like a cheap rented suit or whatever I say there.
A cheap rented suit.
I like the Bears to win this game outright.
I agree with Tom. I just have a gut feeling about this game.
You got Eric on your side.
I'm going to take Philadelphia to win the game, but by a field goal, so I'll take the points with Chicago.
I'm going to take Philadelphia to win and cover.
Good.
I always notice that the NFC games are the ones where you kind of hit all of the different combinations. Like somebody picks one team, someone picks another, someone picks the other to cover.
And Fred never has anything to say other than, I'll take the Eagles to win and cover.
And then I just win the week.
That's true. It's because you watch more football than
You're
me.
You're leading the way, Fred. You're leading the way by just flat out picking winners.
That's right.
Pick me another winner. Anyway, St. Louis travels to Seattle.
I like the other team.
This is a bad, bad, bad
matchup. I'll
take
Seattle. Matchup.
Pick a winner.
Seattle by 9. Maybe that's my knockout. I don't think I've picked Seattle the Seahawks.
Seattle by 9. I don't feel comfortable with 9 points, though. Yeah, I'll take Seattle. Steven Jackson back yet?
I think he's playing this week.
Really?
And I'll stick with
I
Seattle
I saw something
both ways.
On the bottom line yesterday.
Seattle both ways. They get enough to get it done, even though they're a fraud of an NFC team.
Is Bulger playing, or is he dead?
Yeah, he's playing.
He is playing.
I think so.
Only Andy can go. He's playing. I think so.
Now, here we go, Paul.
He's playing for the Hart Foundation.
Here's a guy who watches the NFL Network.
He's on my fantasy team.
You know, and according to Andy, he doesn't follow the NFL. And
he
I didn't
play
know
last
Bulger
week, right?
Playing.
Farad played last week.
Yeah, Farad played.
But this week he's supposedly playing.
Well, I think the Rams will win 2 games this year. This won't be one of them. I'll take Seattle. Yeah, sometimes they lay the wood at home. I'll go with the point. I'll take the points. I mean, with Seattle, I'll lay the points.
Fred's
going to say.
I take the Rams. Deion Branch should have stayed a Patriot.
Right.
That's Seattle both ways for me, Paul.
I got it.
I was confusing myself.
I'll take Seattle to win, Paul, but give the Rams that number.
Eric, you are correct because I will also do that. I'll take Seattle to win, and I'll take the 9 points. This series, no matter where they play,
I'm ahead of you in the standings.
Traditionally,
I thought
goes
you didn't
down.
Care. I thought you didn't care, Jack.
That was week 1.
That was week 1 when I spotted
what
you guys a week.
He is.
This series traditionally goes down to the wire. These games, Seattle and St. Louis, they always seem to play tight games decided by late field goals. So I'll say Seattle wins a close one.
And actually, we spotted Eric a week. Because he didn't pick,
yeah. And you got those picks by the number.
Most of the time I go both ways.
That's right. He actually.
Anyway,
so
I agree. You go both ways.
I don't even want to touch that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure about both ways.
As soon as I said it, I knew.
I'm not sure about both ways. I think
so
it's a single.
I'll go with Seattle to cover.
God bless you, Andy.
God bless you.
I'm turning over a new leaf with you. I told you that the other day.
All right, Jack.
Easy, Jack.
All right, here's one that, Fred gave us one last week with the Patriots that he didn't really think, so this is where Eric gets in the giving mood and gives us one back every week. Pittsburgh travels to Denver to play the Broncos, where Denver is a rare home dog.
My Super Bowl team
giving
has really
3.5.
Played out.
Wow.
The poor Denver Broncos, but I'm sticking with my Steelers. I think they are, despite what Paul Perillo tries to spin around here in his anti-Steelers rants every single day.
Well, I just don't put them on the Patriots list.
They're
that's
a good
all.
Balanced football team. They can throw, despite what the other idiot to Paul's right, Eric Scalavino, tries to sell. Roethlisberger can play. Parker can play better than I thought he could. They can play a little defense, and they can win games like this one.
I'll take Pittsburgh and the Broncos to cover. It's one of those games I think could be an upset, and I don't have the guts to pick it. Shanahan coming off a bye. They can't possibly look any worse than they did their last time out. I think they give it a fight. I don't know if they have enough to stick with Pittsburgh, but I'll take the points.
Well, you know, as much as – oh, go ahead.
No.
Guy who doesn't talk suddenly cutting people off.
The two guys that are in front of you on picks, can we
I
go
I just
first?
Woke up. I thought it might have been my turn.
Go ahead, Fred.
No, go.
All right. Well, Tom, I do have the guts to make the call. I'm going to go Broncos.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
That's for you, Paul.
Guts
That's
or stupidity?
Shut up, Andy.
I'm sorry.
God bless you.
God bless you. I'm going
to. New leaf lasted about 45 seconds.
I'm going to echo Tom's sentiments. I just think that Mike Shanahan is too good of a coach to allow his team to play that badly on 2 games in a row. So I think he has them bouncing back. They are nowhere near the Steelers' caliber, however. I'll take Pittsburgh to win the game, and I'll take that half point and say they'll win it by a field goal, and I'll take Denver to cover. Mm.
I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers just like I hate the Raiders and I hate the Colts
and anybody
and
else
the Jets.
That plays the Patriots.
But I just think they are pretty good, and I think they're going to win the game. I think Denver's just imploded. And
what about your defense?
Yeah, they cover as well. So Pittsburgh.
All right, the Monday night game should be an interesting one. And evidently, it's too bad that Andy won't get to watch it because he doesn't watch games. But
he'll be asleep. He'll sleep on the couch.
Indianapolis will travel to Jacksonville in a very interesting AFC South matchup.
I might have to try to watch a little bit.
Jacksonville, why are we losers? Because you go to bed at 8 o'clock. You should see him in the hotel. We get back, you know, turn on the football game. Guy's sleeping 2 seconds later. I mean, come on.
This damn kid gets up at like 5:30 in the morning.
If you had to carry around that head all day, you'd be tired too.
That's a very good point, Brad. You know? That's a very, very good point.
And you know what? And you know what else it is? It's the constant yapping. He probably gets tired from talking so much.
When he's talking, and then the head, the equilibrium gets
all jaw. Lifting it up and down is ridiculous.
Right. By the way, Andy, Jacksonville is giving. I mean, I'm sorry, getting 3.5.
And it's in Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville.
3.5. Where are you getting that hook? Seen 3 all week.
I'll give you the hook.
Where are you getting that hook?
I will take the Colts. I think they're the better team. I just don't like Jacksonville. They're fraudulent. I know they've played the Colts tough.
They do play the Colts tough.
They're not going to run the ball with as much success. I think they'll have a little bit of a down week, and that's how they have to beat the Colts, is to run it down their throat for 400 yards. They won't do it. And I say the Colts put up some big points and get this little monkey off their back and maybe try to show everybody that they're better than I think they are against an opponent that gives them trouble.
Yeah, I think actually the Colts are like 7-2 the last 9 at Jacksonville. They got killed last year, right. But they usually have those games where it's close and they kind of pull away late.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be one of those. I think Jacksonville will stay in it a little bit with their defense, but I agree with Andy with the running game. Jacksonville's running it better the last couple of weeks because they're going to Jones-Drew like they should, but I don't think they're running it as well as they did last year without Kyle Brady, and that makes it easier for Bob Sanders to stick his nose up there. They shut the run down. Too much offense.
I agree this will be a close game. I don't think Jacksonville's good enough, though, to put up that much of a challenge in the end. So I think they might hold Indy to maybe, you know, less than 30, but I'm going to still go with Colts both ways.
Yeah, I definitely can see Jacksonville not only covering in this game but winning it. I'm going to take Indianapolis just because I think they're the better team, and I'm going to go with the better team. But Jacksonville's defense is really playing well, and I think they're playing well against everybody, not just the bad teams. They usually are one of those paper tiger Baltimore Ravens type teams that only plays well against the bad, you know, the really bad teams. They've done it against everybody. But I just think too much offense for Indy. I agree with the boys ahead of me here. I'm going to take the Colts and ride the offense.
I'm going to go with the upset. Going to go with Jacksonville to win this game. Rooting for injuries.
I'm sure of that.
You don't want the Colts to be undefeated when they play the Patriots
I could care less.
That just shows.
I just want the Patriots to be undefeated. I'm a Patriots fan.
I am rooting for the Colts.
I
got to
kind of agree
undefeated.
With Fred on that.
I want to see a nice matchup, a good game, hype. I want all.
Oh,
that.
It'll be a good game regardless. But
it's going to be as fun to hype up if they're not undefeated.
The duel in Indy.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Intersection in Indy.
I understand like the point about the 16-0 and all that stuff.
Duel in the dome.
If Indy has one loss going into that game, the game's ramifications are the same because the winner of that game is still in the driver's seat.
Right.
Not as fun though. The zero looks better.
Oh, of course it does.
I just care about the Patriots being.
Yes,
defeated.
We know.
I don't care about.
I'm
Colts.
Just looking to find out. In that,
injuries.
I don't like the Colts. I root against them every week.
Right, I know you do.
And for injuries.
And you're also rooting for injuries.
That's right.
That's the kind of person you are.
I want Bob Sanders to break his leg.
Now it's specific player and injury.
Right.
Without him, they're nothing.
Now the next time Gary, where he goes, I don't root for injuries, and he's arguing.
Yeah,
can
I'm
you
only
play that
kidding.
One?
Come on.
Don't play the I'm only kidding.
Don't play that part. Just do the Manny Ramirez. Don't play that. I would give all my awards back, and you know, in exchange for a World Series.
All right. Get off
that
your
really
soapbox and let's talk football.
I wanted to give TJ.
He's actually right in this case.
TG or TJ? I forget which one.
Paul's actually right.
That was
TG.
Tom wrote his thing a couple weeks ago about ESPN. Another example of irresponsible journalism. Yeah, it's completely irresponsible.
I agree.
No, it was about ESPN, Tom's thing. He was
about
ripping
ESPN
for the Sports Center thing that they did. Tom Brady.
The crawl on Tom.
Tom Brady did not practice today.
They don't tell you the full story.
They don't tell you the full story that
want.
He's been on the list similarly for the last 5 years.
Just like they didn't tell the whole story of what Manny said yesterday.
Anyway, we'll go on to the final
I didn't know
game.
He had left home plate yet.
That's mine being mad.
No, that's good.
Any criticism he gets for that, I think, is certainly warranted.
That's mine being mad.
I just liked Casey Blake,
right,
who said
hurry.
In a 7-2
oh,
game.
You pulled your team within four runs?
We have 6 minutes.
You hit a solo home run to pull within four. Long pause. Good job.
You mean Screech? That guy looks like Screech.
He does mind being mad, you know.
I'm going to go the final game here, Fred. Ooh, I'm going to move along to the final game. Patriots.
Good, we got 3 minutes.
At Miami.
Number?
16.5.
All at once.
Some losers.
I'll take the Patriots to win and cover.
You don't see too many home dogs getting 16.5.
The only guy that scares me has given up based on everything I read from him yesterday, talking about the trading deadline and Chambers and all that. And, you know, we used to have guys that could, the back end of the defense, that could give Brady trouble. If Jason Taylor doesn't think the Dolphins have a chance, and if Bill Belichick is taking practices off and the guys are just screwing around on the bubble field, I feel pretty good about my chances.
What were the terms of that deal, Chambers? They got, what, a
second round
pick?
Next year.
Yeah. Less than Wes Welker's worth.
Yeah, there's no way in heck I'm going to take the Dolphins, even with the points. So I'm going with the Patriots.
Haven't bet against them either way this year. I'm not going to start now. Patriots.
Should we play a what would it take? What would the number have to be?
For me to take the Dolphins?
25.
That way I could get the 24, which would is to me is the low end of how, right. what the they're going to beat them by.
Look, Miami's not going to go winless. They're going to win a game.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a winless team and an undefeated team in the same season?
And they play late
and
in December.
And it was Miami.
Oh, that would be
great. They
play
the 23rd.
And it was Miami. Yeah. That would be unbelievable.
Because, Fred, now, can I ask you a question real quick, Fred? If the Patriots are undefeated when they come here at the 23rd, will all, like, Bonacani and everybody, will they be on the sidelines for Miami?
That'd be great.
Would they?
No, they don't. They
do it
get
in
together
house.
Somewhere else. They
no, but they did it in for Chicago. Remember when the Bears were undefeated?
I thought they came to the game.
That was in Miami, though, wasn't it?
That game was in Miami.
Miami. Yeah, that's why I was asking if they would come.
Plus, the old Coots were 20 years younger.
Yeah, that's right. True. They're too old now.
Right. I'm going to take the Patriots and lay the points.
And lay the points?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Patriots. I'm thinking about giving those
Oh,
points.
Shut up.
You think the Patriots stink. Just say it. Because
no,
clearly you picked against them last week. Now you're taking the points this week.
All right. If Maroney doesn't play and they can't run the ball,
Maroney's not playing.
They'll throw it.
Then they only win by 20 instead of 30.
I don't know.
They got a pretty good passing attack. Randy Moss, Tom Brady, your hero, Wes Welker.
All right, listen, I'm
big
not
revenge
trying,
game
I'm not trying
for him.
To be a smart guy, but you tell me what impact
<That's good. laughs>
the running game has had on the wins, any of the six games.
They've bogged down. They've all bogged down. Oh, you mean this
year? They won
year?
By 20
I'm
or more. When
Miami.
Did it bog down?
I'm talking about the first six games of the Patriots this
I'm talking
year.
About losses to Miami. Why the, you know.
Fred, that's irrelevant. Don't you listen to Bill Belichick?
I know. Yeah, but Bill Belichick will tell me about games in the past when they've lost.
Well, I understand his hypocrisy, but that's not what this
show's
calling
about. Out the coach?
No, but that's just the way it is, you know. That's what we're talking about, games that they've lost in the past.
The running game has had absolutely no impact in any of the six
No, you're right
so far.
This year. It hasn't.
So it's not going to have an impact Sunday either.
Well, I guess I'll give
Miami,
them the points.
You want to take the points? Take
I'm
the
not
points,
taking the
shot.
Points. I'll give it.
I'm not taking the points.
I'll give them the points.
All right.
I'll give them the points. All right. That's going to be it for the show today. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday. Will Felge be here? I guess so. I don't hate him. I just fight him. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fred Kirsch started Patriots Football Weekly, runs Patriots.com, but has a soft spot for PFW in progress.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
Patriots.com Radio.